said the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here. Easter weekend, 29th of March, 2024. It's great to be back with you. Hope you had a wonderful Friday so far. Maybe it's coming to a close if you're joining us over in Europe somewhere. Hope you're all having a wonderful Friday, regardless. How are you doing, Lana?
That's right. And Easter is coming up. And of course, we had Ostara, which is the pre-Christian holiday celebrating the spring equinox and the beginning of the awakening of nature, again named after the Germanic goddess Ostara, as many of you already know, who is associated with the dawn and new beginnings, much like the story of Christ who rises from the dead and the sun has risen again. But we are coming into that time.
Ties in nicely right there. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? all right, well, whatever. I mean, if you're into Jesus stuff, that's fine. We're not, but we don't have a problem if you are. So as long as you're pro-white, we're good with you. We're into the old ancient European traditions. But be that as it may, hope you're having a wonderful celebration. So is this a long Friday? Is that what you call it in English? We call that in Swedish, long Friday.
Yeah, you call it long Friday. Isn't it Good Friday?
Good Friday. I thought it was like long
Friday?
And painful.
I think it's
was
Good
like,
Friday.
Wasn't that the day Jesus was tortured on the cross and then 3 days later
Good
he's
Friday.
Risen?
Good
right?
Friday.
So. It's Good Friday. For the Romans, it was a Good Friday. Or maybe the Pharisees, it was a Good Friday. How about that? it's funny how all of that is popping off now, how like saying that, you know, King of the Jews, Christ is King is wrong to say, right?
Yeah, Christ is
that's
King.
You can't say that
it's
now.
Anti-Semitic, you know. I love how that's kind of coming out.
As long as the Christians can do, I'm not sure how you can do that, but as long as you can decouple from all that, you know, kind of Israeli worship and Jewish
exactly.
worship, then okay, good.
As long as
good,
you just know, be a pro your own people, you know, pro white Christianity.
Yeah, I know.
Without the Israel part.
They were going, Israel and all these Jewish activists are going hard on this right now, which is kind of fascinating. I mean, look, a little bit later in the show, I hope we have time for that, but I do want to show some Third Temple stuff and then building the heifer, and they're like, dude, just dev. I mean, people talk about Shmuley and like, what is he doing? He's just kind of a clown, but
turns out he's well connected and rich.
Of course, he was Trump's rabbi too. Like he's 700 million net worth or something like that.
That's amazing to me.
But the thing is, people think it might be a one-off with him, but it's like, no, these crazy lunatics have been going off like this for months. Like on left to right, like popping off like this in different ways. It's not just him. It's not just a clown act. This is like, this is how they are, you know. All right.
How they are in their natural habitat. Remember when he recently did a Candace Owen Jew and wrote filth on his forehead prosthetic nose? Yes, in case people didn't see that.
Yeah, we covered it in Western Warrior. But
AIM316, thank you very much. It's happy Friday, guys. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on the Alex Jones interview with Rabbi Buttplug.
Yeah, so we just played some clips, tiny clips from it, to be honest. And I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I just hadn't had time. But yeah, it's interesting, the Jones pivot, though. There's some people that are
making fun of a rabbi like that?
Well,
this is
good thing. No, I think it's good at the end of the day, but they're basically, you know, Candace Owens, Alex Jones, who else is it? The big name recently. They're kind of going, like the Hodge twins, or I'd say Kim Iverson, which is not, like this mainstream kind of, you know, kind of conservative voice. I saw on her Rumble channel, again, I didn't have time to look at it, but it's like, what makes a Jew a Jew? You know, like a lot of those kinds of things. It's like, all right, they're going in here for it. You know, as long as they are not trying to kind of co-opt and become kind of a controlled opposition, an astroturfed limited hangout in terms of the criticism, yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't see them like talking about the JQ going full on.
we'll see what happens. But, you know, Jones.
JQ Light? Hey, we'll take it.
Well, yeah.
Some of it.
As long as you move on. But yeah, okay. All right. It is what it is. It's not going to stop. It's just people are asking questions.
Yeah, and they should be. I mean, there's some obvious questions to be asking.
Yes.
So.
Anyway, we'll talk more about the Israeli stuff later.
Borpheus says, for the baby fund. Thank you very much. Really appreciate that, guys.
We've got to remember that, to put that in
thank
the
you
right
so much.
Category. Thank you. That's very nice of you guys. Yeah,
I have Odin says, still here. Hope you're both doing well. Can't wait to hear about the Jewish vegan, non-GMO, non-toxic, carbon-free glass butt plug from Lord Shmuley Butt Plug. Hail the butt plugs.
Yeah, you guys are really into that. You want to hear more about that, huh? Yeah, maybe we should.
We should queue up some of those. Well, it's entertaining, you know? It's entertaining, and it's fun.
Okay, we got to show. Where's the picture? Oh, did I not save one picture?
And Shmuley gets so mad when people make fun of him and have fun about it, so.
Yeah. They don't know when to stop.
I mean, he's putting on prosthetic noses and writing filth on his forehead.
This is the picture I wanted to show right now. I have to pull up because, I mean, you guys, I bet you like 98% watching right now saw that. So, it's nothing new here, but this.
There's still a couple that didn't, I'm sure.
Maybe. Yeah, here it is, right? Where's the image? Here it is. Is this the photo? We have to, remember too that it's like this hubris, right? Right before, just before kind of. Everything falls apart for them. Many times throughout history, these seems to be some of the patterns in terms of behavior, kind of thing. I don't know. It's fascinating how that works. Maybe not like this is that same old behavior, but like in the internet meme age, essentially, right? This is like how do I put this? What's the word I want to use here? I guess Jewish behavior in the internet age or so. I don't know what to call it, but anyway, because you'd think, right, the criticism was there. The majority of Jews would be like, Rabbi Shmuley, you need to stop right now.
And this I think is some not, of them have, yeah.
It, really?
Like, who? You need to tone it down. I don't know. I've just seen random Jews online, but yeah.
I think those are...
Tone it down a little bit. Now you're just like embracing it. You're dressing up like how they want you to dress.
Those are the Israel first evangelicals that are just like, yeah. Even Trump, he's never going to like turn on Israel, obviously, but he was like, you need to wrap this up right now because this is not looking too good. Okay?
It's just one bad apple argument that they're using on their side too. Like a lot of times they will throw certain rabbis that, slip and say certain things when the mask comes off. And, that was just one crazy rabbi. No one believes them. And then it turns out they die and there's millions of people at their funeral.
I could be wrong on this, but I haven't seen lengthy debate articles on Jerusalem Post, Times of Israel and the Jewish Daily Forward about how Rabbi Shmuley needs to go in the back seat a little bit and take it easy for a little while. I haven't seen those. Maybe they are there. I just missed them, right? But I'm saying no. Instead, you're seeing let's all turn up the volume on this because this is the right way to go. And it's called hubris, right? So right here, before you patch up and have the third temple in place, which is about to happen, by the way, we'll talk about some of that later in the show. It's going to crumble and fall apart in their hands before they actually have exactly pieced it together. That's what it's looking at. But anyway, the good news. Sam Bankman-Fried sentenced to 25 years in prison.
That's amazing. It's amazing that that actually happened. I thought he was going to kind of skirt out of that somehow.
I think he's going to get a lowered sentence at some point. He might serve, what do you think, 5 years?
That's what I was just going to guess.
Five, maybe? Until it's all good behavior and he's giving back to the community and, he's a Jewish Democrat. So it's fine.
So what about his parents?
I think there should be
cases for them coming up next.
And I forget who it was. Was it the girlfriend's father who was the SEC, not the head, but he was part of the SEC in some way, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Judge Lewis Kaplan did this. It's fascinating. All right. Manhattan judge.
Well, this is one of those that's so obvious and so many people wanted blood with this guy that he can't just... let him pull
I still maintain, putting my schizo hat on, I still maintain there is an island somewhere, much in like The Prisoner, remember that old series, where these people are sent. And I think, in fact, many of the terrorists that we did not see paraded through the courtrooms like we did in Russia with these four ISIS-K members, that have done terrorism in Western countries that we never hear about again. They just disappear. We don't. What? Where are they? What happened to them? I still think they go to some island somewhere. Oh, well done. Here you go. Enjoy. You know, here's a spend a few decades here. You know, grow a little older, and then we'll let you back out again.
Who knows at this point?
All right. Anyway, maybe we should get going here on the main stuff, huh? I think, is Entropy up and right? It had some issues, I think. We got like, it was funny, Entropy is like a bunch of deleted messages.
Deleted. With okay it says we it got $5 in OKs, $7,500 worth. Yeah, that didn't happen.
So maybe Entropy works. It looks like it because Billy Biz Jones is over there.
Bill Biz, thank you so much. Says the more these rabbis publicly debate, the better. The public is noticing. I agree. They just always put their foot in their mouth.
Get it right out in the open. Don't they? Yep.
It's not a good PR for Israel, that's for sure.
No, it's not. I mean, again, that's why Chuck Schumer called for re-elections in Israel. Like, get Netanyahu out. There's a little trouble in paradise over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, should we... This is what happens, right? When you're like... You recorded a show Monday, and now we're back again Friday, because, you know, I was a little ill yesterday. And then you miss... 500, you miss like half of the like
Khajiit's wrecking into a bridge in Baltimore.
the collapse is unfolding at paces we can't even imagine. It's like, how do we keep up with this? But anyway,
Khajiit's ruined a bridge, and now it's going to be called the George Floyd Bridge.
You know, it's going to be Francis Scott Key Bridge, right? In Baltimore, you guys saw this, taken out by an all Khajiit crew using this container ship, taken out by diversity. Essentially, that's what it is, as we'll show you.
It was engine problems.
Yeah, they try to turn the ship on and off again. That's why the power went out, right? It was that tick, 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 tick that you saw in the footage. Do you see that?
Just right. I didn't actually.
Okay. Anyway, I guess we could start with playing this. And I want to talk about there's an interesting thing why it's called the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but who Francis Scott Key was and why that's relevant. Even this year, it's highly relevant. But anyway, let's start with this. Just to show you what potentially this might be doing here to the supply chains. Coal is going to be this was the major import for coal. There's military ships now stuck in the Baltimore harbor that's not going to be able to or docks. They're not going to be able to get out until this is fixed. Check this out here as a little background or summary of where we are at right now.
On the water with the Army Corps of Engineers and the first up-close look at the massive Dolly container ship.
A bunch of cheap crap on that boat.
Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge.
So he was headed out of U.S. Harbor, so I assume it's going to...
They couldn't even make it out.
Was that?
No, they couldn't even make it out.
I mean, people are saying it was a hack or whatever. I don't know. I think
that's just to save face, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, it's funny, though, when the authorities, like they did right away, was like, oh, it's definitely not terrorism. It's definitely not intentional. It's totally an accident. And we know that because we haven't even looked into anything yet. That's basically was the response, right? So it's like, wait a minute. I think I can still shoehorn in DEI and what is going to be 100%. The outcome of this, meaning basically no humans are allowed to pilot these kinds of vessels in the future. Anyway, we'll get to it.
Laying on top of it, the Dolly's bow crushed under a massive piece of steel.
That weighs somewhere between 3 and 4,000 tons. We have one of the largest cranes coming in here tonight on the eastern seaboard that picks up 1,000 tons at a time.
The water so muddy and dark,
white guys are going to do the cleanup though, right?
Of course. So he's saying they're going to have to cut that thing in pieces. Can you imagine that jagged, bent steel everywhere, and you're going to have to go under with divers and like using, what do you call it? Like welding, I assume.
Yeah, it's going to be
how
full
you cut it apart. Or
it's going to be a bunch of black women, black men out there doing it. You know it.
Oh, yeah.
They're diving. They're going to be cleaning all this stuff up, you know.
Of course. So the crew, you have Khajiit diversity, right? To bring in all the diversity crew. White men have to clean it up, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Then you have black women going to build a bridge after.
No, exactly. I was joking around. A bunch of black women are going to... We all know it's going to be mainly a white guy operation.
We'll see.
Struggle to get a clear view. Submerged under the wreckage, the remains of four bridge repair workers still missing. This dash cam video shows them on the bridge a few hours before the disaster. The wife of Julio Cervantes, who survived, tells NBC News the workers were on a break in their cars when the bridge suddenly collapsed. Amazingly, Cervantes survived even though he doesn't swim.
Julio can't swim.
Will have a lead role now.
Gosh.
That guy was meant to live. I mean, what can
Australians
I tell you?
Were onto something about you. Blowing up those boats.
And clearing and reopening America's ninth busiest port.
Here's the challenge. They need to clear a 700-foot stretch right here to allow ships to get in and out. But it's not just above water, of course. It's below water. And all of that twisted bridge, that metal, underwater, it is razor sharp, posing a potentially lethal threat to ships and the divers working underwater.
This work is very unforgiving, and the planning has to be done in extreme detail. And that's the work that's going on today.
Potentially very dangerous.
Incredibly dangerous.
Again today, a team of NTSB investigators on the ship, interviewing the ship's pilots, captain, and crew members. The ship's black box shows alarms going off at 1:24 a.m., indicating a loss of power. The ship's pilot made an urgent call for tugboats and to drop anchor.
It's raining. It's slippery. Of course, we have the hazardous materials. We have containers that are open. We certainly have structural damage everywhere.
With massive cranes and barges arriving as soon as tonight,
it's worked out
experts
great.
Believe it could take a month to clear the wreckage.
When the green button is pushed and go is given by the incident command for those cranes to start picking it out of the water, it will go faster than most people can expect.
But the size and scale of the job, unprecedented.
We certainly understand the demand to get this port functioning and open again. We're going to do that, but we're going to do it safely.
Tom, you're getting a better idea just how involved this cleanup operation is going to be.
Let me lower that bit.
That's right. The Army Corps tells me that a fully loaded ship like the Dolly, it is going to be just within 12 to 18 inches of the river bottom, and that the depth is 50 feet. So they need to clear everything off the bottom, all the way down to the sand, because otherwise any debris could pose a lethal risk to future ships moving through there. Lester?
So it's going to be
racism.
Racism, of course.
So that port is going to be out of business for
faced racial quite threats. A while. Is this? Oh, it's Coeur d'Alene. Okay, we'll get to that
course.
Later.
We're going to talk about that.
It's actually national loot.
It's all bullshit, man. It's all bullshit.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I might save that clip. We can play that later then. But anyway, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Thrown off now. What they didn't mention in the clip, though, is, of course, that you have these interesting 2 minutes missing. And now they attribute that just to, well, maybe that's because the power went off or whatever. I'm not going to throw out malice, an attack, right? This is a key infrastructure in the United States. The clogging of the, I think it's the I-95 that goes, that's the bridge is part of. It's going to be insane in terms of how they have to send that, route that differently through Baltimore. The port is very busy, like all these things. So, yes.
And wait till you see who the commissioners for the port of Baltimore are, too.
Well, and this is the thing, right? Again, I think if you know, you place DEI in place in order to generate the chaos that you need in order to, you know, restructure not only shipping, but like everything essentially within society, because the ineptitude breeds, of course, people's, what's the best term? Agreeance is wrong. What do you call it? Like their willingness. Their eagerness to just say, please fix this. Like, we can't have it like this anymore.
I thought diversity was a strength, though. Come on.
No, of course. I mean, they'll keep pushing that until up until such point where it's just, you can't, it's inevitable. Like, you can't avoid that anymore. We need AI now to handle it.
Because we can't use white people, because that's racist and white supremacists, but we'll use robots.
And it's just do competent people. Let's just start there at least.
Yeah.
But even that they don't do. They lower the bar. It's the same now with the pilots stuff that's happening. On planes, it's the same thing that they're building planes, and it's almost like when people really started noticing, and now it's happening all the time. Like, it was another few planes like over the last couple of days that had to land, and things were dropping out of the sky. And you know, anyway, here's let me play a little bit of this here because I just wanted you to hear that part about what he says about the audio and stuff like that, and what's missing, right?
Information from the Dolly's voyage data recorder, or what we call a VDR. Was successfully recovered on the morning of the accident by the U.S. Coast Guard. It was provided to the NTSB upon our arrival.
Did you hear how that sounded, by the way? Do you hear that?
I didn't. Yeah, play it.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. Are you crazy?
You're fucking.
You are fucking.
Fuck you and fuck your mother.
Fuck you, bloody.
Fuck you, bloody. Fucking mother, bloody. Fuck, bitch.
All right.
Yeah, that was funny. It reminds me of Hoax Hotel, that channel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's straight to like a lot of the Pajits too, though. They're like kind of, you call them out, like, you know, Canada, it's happening in the UK, it's happening, like, when people are, you know, we don't want you in this country or whatever. It's like, we're taking over. We're winning. We're replacing you. Ha, ha, ha. Soon we'll be
the mask comes just, off in like 2 seconds. Yeah, really it does not take much.
And then it's like, fuck your mother. You know, it's like immediately.
Same with
like,
the Somalis when I did the Somali hikers video. You know,
yeah, exactly. Immediately. Anyways, here's the portion anyway about the missing information here. Oh, come on. Come on, Musk. What are you doing over there with the buffering here? I'm going to have to reload this. Right.
He's hanging out in Coeur d'Alene with all the racists right now.
This is
someone thinks they spotted him, by the way.
Oh, I saw that exactly, and I was like, no, we're rather security entourage. I don't think. Here we go.
At 0124 and 59 seconds, numerous audible alarms were recorded on the ship's bridge audio. About the same time, VDR sensor data ceased recording. However, the VDR audio continued to record using the redundant power source. At around 0126 and 2 seconds, the VDR resumed recording sensor data. And during this time, there were steering commands and rudder orders recorded on the audio.
Okay. So we don't know, as far as I know. It's like, okay, well, what happened in those moments, right? It's like, oh, there's a power loss. Okay. And what actions did they take to stop that then? You know what I mean? I know that the anchors were dropped and all that stuff, but it seems that was like this... I don't know, it's just like this million to one, like, hit that they got. You know what I mean? Like, it perfectly right there on the main supporting pillar or
right
column,
out the
whatever you want to call
it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, they just left the port. It took them, I don't know, I forget, 15 minutes or something to get there. And they're just like, boom, straight to that one. The whole bridge collapses. How long is it going to take to rebuild that bridge now? Vital infrastructure, already strained supply chains. It's just...
Years.
It comes with this, again, yes, I know it's ineptitude, I know it's incompetence, and it comes with as you diversify society and all those kinds of things, or you do it, you know, now women are going to be in charge, or blacks have to be, whatever it is, right? But then at the same time, it comes in the wake of all these attacks on, like, critical food production industries, and, you know what I mean? Like, all these things are happening, and so... That's still on the table. Like, is there something fishy with this? I'm not sure. But anyway, so we don't know those 2 minutes. And you think, you still think, wouldn't they have some kind of other redundant system to record those vital things, depending on what happened at that point? But anyway, I don't know. So anyway, there were 11 Indians aboard. And apparently, there was some interesting early, like, misinformation that...
I'm blaming Ukrainians for this?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I saw... So here's a screenshot.
Those Ukrainians.
Weirdest thing. Is this like Jackson Hinkle or something? Like, oh, there was totally Ukrainians behind this terror attack on American infrastructure. It was like,
finally, we got our white terrorists.
Wasn't he calling Jordan Sather or something? He's like some kind of, he's a MAGA patriot guy. Anyway, you see that bottom screenshot there? Someone put that on Twitter. I think it was from him. I think it was Old Skull sharing it first. It's like, oh, this is from my chat, and they say it's from Jordan Sather's or something, Twitter, and it's like, you can see at the bottom there, Ukrainian. And then if you actually go to that page of the Baltic Shipping Company, and you look for it, it's only that Indian guy, as you can see at the top.
Well, someone's just lying.
Look at the top
starting
there.
Stuff.
Yeah, motorman / oiler, and he's on there, right? But the other guy, if you go to that page, is not. Anyway. So it's interesting. But anyway, so they had to fact check that apparently. Anyway, listen to what this is funny. Like, oh, it's everything is fine. All Indians are safe. Listen to this here.
There's three Mexicans, ministry. I think, that died.
They were on the bridge.
Julio, they couldn't swim, and a couple other guys.
Well, he survived, though.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
he couldn't swim, but he survived. Wow.
You were like, damn it. All right, anyway, here's...
Julio is going to be taking some swimming lessons now, I bet. No, probably not.
Yeah. What's the version
of... You can at least float on your back. You know how to do that, right?
What's the version of she in, like, Mexican? Can we get that? Or, like, yeah. I know it's Spanish, but it's funnier to say Mexican.
Some Cheech and Chong. Some Cheech and Chong reference, I guess. So I bet you it was, like, a white person that jumped in there to save him because, you know, it's white people that swim. We know blacks don't like to swim either.
I don't know. Baltimore, is it 28% white? Anyway, listen to... I think this is the Indian foreign minister here.
Our information is that... There are 21 crew members, of which 20 are Indians.
Okay, so two are not. So who are the other two then?
All of them are.
Was it two Jews? No.
shape, good health. One of them got injured slightly and
oh,
needed
no.
to have some stitches. The stitches have been given, and he's then gone back to the ship.
So, bridge, key infrastructure, the U.S., Indian getting stitches.
God.
That's what the Indian foreign minister are going to comment on.
Ship. Our embassy is in close touch with the
Are you guys
going
to pay for this bill now? You should. Send over some Pajits to do the cleanup work now? Or what?
Well, you wouldn't want to, first of all. But Biden said federal government is going to pay for it. Because, again, it's totally an accident. Not the company. Not anyone pushing DEI.
Yeah, what about their insurance?
So it's a Singaporean, right, flagged... what was the headline here? Am I getting ahead of myself? Yeah, okay, I'll do that in a minute.
Well, they should pay. It's negligence.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, here it is, right? So check this out. The ship was involved in another crash in 2016. Look at this. And this is in Germany, I believe. Belgium, Antwerp, of all places. Look at this. The cargo ship that collided with the Baltimore Bridge was also involved in an accident in 2016. The Dolly collided with a dock while it was maneuvering
a
in Antwerp, Germany. It collided. Here, look at this. Holy shit. Fuck you, bloody fuck you. A video published online shows the moment of impact. And it's like, yeah. And it's like, people are looking at the name Dolly. Apparently, there's some bridge painting that Salvador Dali did. It's all these kind of interesting things, right? Dolly collided. Anyway, then they go through the rest. But anyway, so they have a history of like, incompetence,
crashing into things in white countries.
Yeah, exactly. So here is the.
Well, I wouldn't call Baltimore part of a white country anymore. But you know what I mean.
Called the Dolly, the 948-foot vessel that hit the bridge is managed by Synergy Marine Group, a Singapore-based company. That's why it's flying Singapore flag. With over 660 ships under management around the world, according to its website, the group said the ship was operated by Charter Vessel Company. Synergy Group, and chartered by Danish shipping giant Maersk at the time of the incident, which sent vehicles and people tumbling into the Patapsco River. So anyway, they have, then you go to Synergy Marine Group. Oh, what was that about? Diversity and inclusion, right?
Holding hands. Didn't save the dock. Doesn't save the bridge.
This is,
doesn't
again,
save anything.
I think this is not a bug. This is a feature of diversity and equity and inclusion and everything else. The power of people connected. It's like, let's destroy civilization. One DEI hire at a time. Anyway, you can search us for diversity on their website. And it's just article after article. Embracing diversity in maritime industry. And here we go. Like, was this Indian women here?
Some like 14-year-old girl at the helm.
There. Yeah. You're clear. New vision for maritime sector in 2050, and because it does bring me back to that. Remember the, maybe I should pull it in, but the Absolute Zero. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull that in real quick. Absolute Zero, and I think it was by 2052. By the way, they wanted a complete shutdown, essentially, of any shipping and anything of such extent. Yeah, here it is. Right, this is. UK Fires, it's some think tank group. I know we're kind of not getting completely on a tangent here, but it could be good to show you this. Because this is part of the plan, right? They don't want you to travel. This is why we're seeing the things with the planes and all that stuff, right? So emissions, energy, you see that 2050 is the target goals, right? And here's the graph, the chart that they have here. By 2050, they want absolute zero. That will be peak diversity, like a convergence of these issues of like singularity. DEI singularity will strike. It would just be like, zen point will be reached.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And will be nothing whatsoever. But as you can see, I believe shipping, let me see here, road vehicles, rail, flying, shipping. You see that? Flying, shipping, absolute zero. Literally, it's the only two that actually have a what is that, a stop sign? What do you call that? No go zone? What do you call that sign? Right? Nothing by 2050.
That's a do not enter. Yes, doesn't exist.
So reasonably, by that time, there won't be any such things because it will be so diverse. It will be nothing will be working anyway. I'll just put that there, right? So anyway, there was a shitstorm around this idea that this was a. Diversity high. This is the fault here was DEI essentially. If you search,
I like
for
this
DEI,
Phil Lyman guy that's running there in Utah. Is some of the comments he's made.
Okay,
blaming it on die is die.
Die is die. And I just showed you this for the Google search results on just how many articles there were about DEI. Baltimore Bridge collapse creates more DEI attacks. There's the Phil Lyman you mentioned here. Defense post correcting DEI policies with Baltimore Bridge. Black Maryland politicians respond to racist comments following Key Bridge collapse. Yeah, they had a lot of them attacking this Utah lawmaker there.
But you know, if it was all white people, if it was all white guys on the ship, if it was all white guys that were the commissioners for the port of Baltimore, Maryland, they would be blaming white people for all of this.
Yeah, of course. I mean, their attack, without this happening, they're still blaming white people.
Yeah,
even if things are working, maybe not. I mean, are there problems? Of course. I'm not trying to be completely dishonest here. Things happen all the time. There's accidents happen. But I don't think anybody could deny that there's an uptick in, like, bridges just collapsing and it's like total negligence. No one is checking in.
I mean, that's what happens in third world countries.
Right.
Right. And that's the point. Like, America is becoming that. Mm-hmm. the proof is in all these accidents.
Headlines like this, right? Pause that here. Right wing blames Baltimore Bridge collapse on DEI mayor. Taxpayers to foot the bill to rebuild.
Well, not exactly. They're not blaming this one black guy for it. I mean, come on. That's like dishonest.
But it was more funny that they're like sending out this guy and he's like, we got to thank the first responders.
The bridge
and
went down. She.
Yeah. it's funny. You know what I mean? God. Like incompetence. What was it you said? You had the.
It's like Idiocracy. If they would have redone it where it wasn't white people running things, that would have been better.
Yeah.
Movie. Yeah. So check this out. This is the DEI commissioners for the port of Baltimore, Maryland. Here you go. Here's the woman. We'll scroll through, actually open up that thread. But this woman right here, first black woman appointed. And she...
And she...
She doesn't have any background, any experience in this sort of thing. And yet, you know, all this diversity stuff, black. Right? She travels and she speaks on like racial things. But somehow she's a commissioner for the port of Baltimore, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, the job there, the Maryland Port Commission... is responsible for developing policies that aim to enhance the competitive standing of the Port of Baltimore and the global maritime industry. As commissioner, Ms. Barber will play an instrumental role in driving the growth and success of the Port of Baltimore. Yes. So much growth and success that's going to be happening out of there soon. And then this guy, this attorney, he hardly knows any maritime law, but he's there because he's another diversity. The only guy actually that knows something is the one white guy. So it's the white guys that are the hidden figures. They put some white guy in the background who's actually like doing the work, but then they like put out these black people as like the face of it, like they're actually doing it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Actually, the real hidden figures is the white man that's like working here.
Wow.
So, and you know, it's not going to be this woman, Shawanda or whatever, who's going to be cleaning up this mess and thinking of like growth and success and what do we do now, policies that are aiming to enhance our competitive standing. Like, it's not that woman coming up with any of this stuff.
This is the burden of the white man here. It's
exactly.
All the work, none of the credit.
Remember, yes.
Even, I mean,
45 years of experience. The only man on the commission there who has any experience. It's amazing.
I mean, not that this is comparable to Hollywood or anything like that, because obviously this is like key infrastructure. Like, this is like now your society can begin to like collapse, you know, especially again if this was like coupled with an attack or something like that. But anyway, it's interesting when, oh no, I forgot the point I was going to get with that. But anyway, I'll return to it when I talk about the DEI thing and the fact that I think you can have a little bit of both happening at the same time here. But anyway, this is what happens, right? Oh, the Hollywood movies, right? It's not comparable. But the point is, remember they started doing that too. They have to put these new, like, diverse names and things on the movies, but then no one will actually publicly back these movies. They will not fund them. They won't do anything. So you have all these people with experience, white people for the most part, still making them, directing, doing things on the like behind the scenes, but they can't say publicly that they're part of the project. But that's the only way to get producers involved.
Right.
Like
kinda,
money.
It kind of reminds me of in certain third world countries, and I know Fiji was like this, expats go and they start businesses in these foreign countries, but they have to have a national from that country attached to the business somehow in order to do business. It's kind of like the same thing that's happening here now.
Yeah.
Where you do all the work, but then you also have to pay this one, a Fijian guy or whatever, so that they are like attached to whatever you're doing because they're a local.
Well, right? I mean, again, here you go. Commitment to environmental justice in 2023. And this is from a Port of Baltimore this is how you achieve it, right? You just make it fail, and then you have your environment, everything shuts down, and oh, look at how great this is for the environment.
Gotta do something different now. Yeah, that was good when it lasted, but we can't do that anymore. Let's do something else.
Yeah. Let me see what this was here. Oh, yeah,
here she is.
More yeah, look the at same it. Here, yeah.
This Barber. Is the first black lady that I was just talking about.
Yeah.
No experience, but she's got the picture. She's got her bling. She's, like, ready to promote herself. Like, I am black there woman, hear me roar.
Yeah, here we go.
You know, that's what it's all about, yeah, right?
Ports and sheets.
These fancy titles, and then it's like, I would love to trail someone like this at their work during the day and just see what she actually does at her desk.
Yep.
Because I don't think it's much. No. It's this racist white guy over here making me work.
So it's perfect. You can, like, you get checked all the boxes, right? You get, like, shutdown of civilization, the chaos that ensues, but then you have, you know, all anti-white politics roped up into it at the same time, right? Let me see what the other one was here. A headline I had. Yeah, it's more of this with the, oh, I want to play a little bit of this. The mayor here, right? Baltimore leader says conservatives should be afraid for calling him the DEI mayor. And you realize now he's like out for spite. His very presence, I think, is in the clip here.
He's going to show his true colors, huh?
Yes. Let me play from around 47
seconds. Well, I mean, it's not surprising that he was elected, because Baltimore is what? How many blacks are in Baltimore now?
I think they bring it up in the clip, if I remember correctly, yeah. Or someone else said it, but it's about 26% white. Not that 100% of those remaining percent are black, but it's high up there, right? It's probably well over 60, probably, I would assume. Let's play a little bit of this.
Here. With their newest boogeyman, diversity.
Why are you blonde? Equity. You hate white people. Why are you dyeing your hair blonde?
What was it? Someone said, why does she have Trump's hair on?
Yeah, and inclusion.
Like a 70s fake velvet tracksuit.
That's great.
DEI. A Republican congressional candidate in Florida tweeted that DEI did this.
Yes.
And a right-wing blue check account.
Yes.
The point is, this is like...
He's not wrong.
They're not wrong.
They're so buttered by this.
This has become like a mainstream conservative talking point now, yeah. which is funny, because it makes the anti-white leftists seethe even more, you know, which is funny.
...did by Elon Musk in the past, just blew straight past the dog whistling, tweeting to its 276,000 followers,
quote, well, I'm yes, you are no. I know that guy. I don't know him, but I know that account.
Yeah.
Baltimore's DEI mayor commenting on the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's going to get so much worse. Prepare accordingly. The post included a clip of Baltimore's black mayor, Brandon Scott. I cannot believe I have to say this. Brandon Scott was elected with 70% of the vote in 2020.
Yeah, because it's a black town.
That is 61% black. So by right-wing logic, a diversity hire would have been a white man.
But it wasn't, though, was it?
Yeah.
So, and maybe the response would have been better if it was. Who knows? We'll never know. Baltimore's lost forever.
Which, of course, is what they want. Only the white Christian men may have the things.
Well, I thought my rule of the minority was your. That's their thing. It's funny because it was like rule by the minority all the way up until they're the majority. And now it's like, actually, you're a minority. You don't have any rights or any say now. I mean, you know that switch.
Either way, they want to rule.
We're basically in that switch happening now. It's like a couple of decades period where that switch happens.
And at this point, it's evident what they mean by DEI, right? Okay, it means black people. It's the reason the right complained about critical race theory.
It's hilarious that they're admitting a whole bunch of other people. Exactly. It's not just blacks, but... Yeah, was it the... What's that...
they think all she sees is black. More black, more black, more black.
Yeah. Everything meant the N-word. I forget what it was. Like, everything you say, youths... No, that didn't include youths, which was funny, but it was, diversity hires, and it all means the N-word now, according to this...
Just full white flight out of Baltimore. Here, you do you. You have Baltimore. Go. Let's see what happens. Zero white assistance. No hidden figures. Go.
Let's bring him. They bring him on here after her little brave and stunning monologue here. And I think at some point here, he mentions this too of like, yeah, they should be afraid. Baltimore leader called the DEI mayor says to right wingers.
If you choose to do so, to respond to the tomfoolery and attacks on you for having the nerve to be black and also a mayor.
Well, I think. Listen, I know, and we all know, and you know very well, that black men and young black men in particular have been the boogeyman for those who are racist and think that only
crime stats have nothing to do with it.
White men should have a say in anything. We've been the boogeyman from them since the first day they brought us to this country. And what they mean by DEI, in my
welcome
opinion,
to go back.
What's you don't like any, who is they? Let's talk about who they.
Yeah, exactly.
Who brought
them exactly? Let's not go there. But I don't know. I don't see many. I don't see many mainstream articles attacking black men. To be honest,
no,
I've a lot of attacks on white men. In fact,
yes,
yes. Okay, go on.
Like you're killing each other in the town that you're a mayor in, dude.
What they want to say, but they don't have the courage to say the N-word. And the fact that I don't believe in their untruthful and wrong ideology, and I am very proud of my heritage and who I am and where I come from.
I'm a racist.
Well, so am I.
Because me,
and yeah, that makes me a white supremacist.
You can't be, exactly. Now, when you do it, it's wrong. You
see, you love living in your, you know, with your homeboys, being a majority in Baltimore, your heritage and my race and shit, you know, but then like, when we do it in a little beautiful, safe town, oh my God, everyone's got to come and call us Nazis and say how we need diversity immediately.
Let's see how long it takes. Yeah, sorry, go ahead. No, I just want to say, let's see how long it takes before, because it's kind of, what was it, Flint, Michigan, the water, right? All these people, all these black people that were supposed to basically, it was their responsibility to upkeep, like the the water, the infrastructure.
Yeah. And somehow they still blame us.
But they blame white people, remember?
Yeah.
And you know that this is going to kind of roll around at some point. Well, let's assume that it doesn't get fixed quickly. It probably will, but let's say it prolongs or something like that. We'll wait. We'll put a bookmark in it. But I suspect within a month or so, we'll see. Well, actually, it's white people's fault. But yeah, let's see.
Means that their way of thinking, their way of life, of being comfortable and suffering, and while everyone else suffers,
yes,
is going to be at risk, and they should be afraid.
You're saying white people don't suffer?
And they should be afraid. Let me back up there.
Wait, again. But he's also saying that somehow white people don't suffer?
No, it's
like white people don't. We don't have any struggles. Like all of us are just rich, and it's just easy, and we don't
paid.
Do anything.
Bills are paid by magic white credit cards. You know how that goes.
We have the worst.
That's my purpose in life.
Let's see what he says here.
And by the way, you know,
here we go.
Position means that their way of thinking, their way of life, of being comfortable and suffering, and while everyone else suffers,
everyone else suffers.
To be at risk. And they should be afraid because that's my purpose in life.
And they should be afraid because that's my purpose in life. You know, they're like, this is so insane on so many levels.
Your
like,
purpose is to make white people afraid.
Suffer and be afraid.
Well, now like, do you know why they're like skeptical of you and say things about you? Because you just admitted it yourself.
Again, you call out this thing with obviously the insane diversity shit that's going on, right? And I grant that it was like, it isn't his. He didn't pilot the vessel into the.
Sure, it's not.
It isn't his fault. But it's the point. It's just one component of a larger picture of everything that's going on right now, and the fact that they're choosing to bring people into these positions. Excuse me. Basically, because of their skin color, who what they look like on the outside. We know it's much more to it than that. But I'm saying that's what they're doing this for, right? And so now you're seeing the consequences of that when you no longer prioritize competence or people who knows what they're doing. Here's a white guy. Well, he has to go because he's old and white or whatever. He's competent, and that's racism. And so now you get to suffer. So yes, when people generally point this out, whether they fling this at the Indians who piloted the ship or whatever, or this guy, then it's part of an overall true picture, basically, that's painted. But now, of course, I mean, obviously, he would take it personally. I'm not saying he wouldn't. But then it's like, actually, in fact, you should be afraid, and I'm going to make you uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, and the thing
is,
we're talking about a bridge collapse, and somehow this is all about just this. He's making it all about him. You know what I mean?
Yep, exactly.
More blackness, and more this, and more that. Like, we're talking about real initiatives that led to a real disaster.
Yep, exactly. And of course, then you have this, right? Just a brief clip here on how this will affect supply chains, but also coal, which I thought was interesting. Going back to that, you know, environmental justice thing that they had at the port of Baltimore. And again, it doesn't mean it's intentional, but it ties, it again, gives you that like overall, this is basically a, whether it's intentional or not, this is a completion of a mission that they have going on right now. Listen to this here.
The I-695 span is a heavily traveled corridor with an estimated 30,000 vehicles crossing it each day. About 30 million tons of cargo passed through the bridge last year. It's the entryway to the largest port in the U.S. for cars and light trucks and one of America's largest hubs for coal shipments.
It's one of the most important elements for the economy in the Northeast. I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible.
The I-695
and some people saying that it's going to take years before they build that bridge again.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it will, right? Maybe it won't. Maybe it will be much faster than that. Maybe they have some other solutions or something or whatever. But at the point, it's going to be chaotic. And it's too early to tell how this is going to affect supply chains, which is already weakened. Coal, you know, again, the whole energy situation is going to make it worse for that. So it's like you have this just-in-time supply chains, which is bad enough. And any infrastructure is there, it's like it's just that too. It's not like, oh, and also, by the way, we have this backup bridge in case something happens with this one. You know what I mean? We're teetering on the edge all the time, and we're right at the cusp of like things basically like falling apart. And if you have enough of those dominoes going down one after the other, well, let's say there's another now accident or incident somewhere where they reroute things. What happens then? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're going to have to reroute it, obviously, to another port.
And instead of us building a civilization and a society, which is like, you know, backup system, redundancy, security, that things work or whatever, soon as there's like a little bit of money over, not that there is now, you know, it's just out of control spending. It's like U.S. is paying like a trillion more in debt is coming in every 4 months, I think Zero Hedge said, or something like that. Like, it's just totally insane. And they're talking about sustainability, by the way, these same people. A trillion every 4 or 5 months in debt. Anyway.
So there's 8 major U.S. East Coast ports. It's New York and New Jersey. You have Savannah, right, Georgia, Port of Virginia, Charleston down in South Carolina, Port of Boston, Jacksonville, Port of Portland, that's Maine, and then Baltimore.
Okay, so there are others, and they're going to reroute it or whatever, but there's other, you know, there's other problems, right? And they just had... look at this one here, episode 30. Working at the Port of Baltimore celebrates Women's History Month by featuring Captain Beth Christman of the Association of Maryland Pilots. I don't know that whole series there. But the point is, so you have this incompetency that DEI enables, and I think it's by design. Because on one hand, yes, you enable, even if this was hacking or not, you enable those things to go through or to be people that are in these positions. They don't know how to stop these things when it happens. So there, if there are any sabotage activities or subversive stuff, you have people who basically, they don't have any, you know, awareness overall of what these are. They're just there because they're a diversity hire. And then so, you know, nobody's competent enough basically to prevent it or to figure out what is happening, why it's happening, especially not on a short time like that. We're talking about a couple of minutes, you know. On the other hand, I think all of this will then justify building out artificial intelligence and basically what people
to avoid disasters like this.
Yeah, they popularly call it Skynet right after the Terminator series. And basically, we'll be like, oh, actually, it's illegal now for humans to pilot these vessels anymore. And how did this come about? Well, it's come about because of shit like this. Women's History Month, and diversity, and equity, and inclusion. And let's bring in all these non-white people now. And
of course, it's not about celebrating what she does. It's that she's a woman.
Well, of course.
Like, that's the main thing. Like, why does that even have to be a thing?
I agree, you know. But regardless, however you slice it, it will be an increasing level of these types of events leading up to chaos until finally then machines have total control of most societal necessities.
And that's going to be a long time before that happens.
I mean, that's a lot
of technology to come up with.
Sure. I'm not saying that they will get there, but I'm saying that's the goal of secondary objective is fulfilled by having all this shit, and part of that is to mechanize our society and hand over control to bots and machines and artificial intelligence. And when you have that, that's really when things are going to get dangerous, more so than just like the odd, you know, collapse here and there, to be honest, right? Because I mean, again, you had that, remember it was trending a while back, Leave the World Behind, remember that? And they had that famous scene of like the container ship coming in, and it was hacked and all that stuff. So people are like already kind of, many people have those images, right, in their head. White Lion, you see that too?
There's anti-white stuff in there too, the movie.
Oh, plenty, absolutely, of course. Anyways, it's something to keep in mind. You know what I mean? It's too early to tell what it actually was about. But the other thing is the... So what else we had? We had the Pentagon. Oh, this is crazy. I want to show this too, though. Imagine like an AI-powered ship like this, and then it just like...
Oops.
Drives into a port or something, like killing like thousands of people or something. Check this out. The world's largest container ship. Look how big this is.
There's a bunch of crap on there, you know it.
Oh, complete nonsense. It's called the Ever Ace. What was the capacity? 24,000 containers.
How about we just go back to making things locally? Well, yeah, sure. We can have some trade with like specialty things. We can exchange with Europe or whatever other countries, or, you know, curry or whatever. We don't need to import in like a billion of them. You know, we don't need them to be driving their vessels into town. You know, it's just going back to locally made, producing less junk, better quality. I mean, all around.
Yeah.
It's good. When you're talking about pollution.
Producing locally, and then like, I agree. Yeah, hopefully that's the outcome. But at this point, they seem to be doubling down. No, in fact, we need more of this. Bigger ships, AI-powered, robots
more
will do
people,
it all.
More
we'll work
shit.
Better.
Just
more secure.
Annoying.
Anyway, a couple of more things here, then we'll move this, move on from this topic. Take a couple of your super chats there too, guys. But huge problem. Pentagon's rapid wartime response cargo ships trapped in Baltimore after bridge collapse. Two high-speed military cargo ships are stuck at the port of Baltimore following Tuesday morning's collapse. Using the automatic identification system, or AIS, the data tracks commercial vessels. Three bulk carriers, two general cargo ships, one vehicle carrier, one tanker, and four ready reserve force vessels, along with the container ship Dolly that struck the bridge, are trapped in the harbor, according to one source. And here it is right there. So again, it's more, you know... Weakening of military, response times are lower now. It's more issues, more problems in the wake of this. And again, I think collapse is part of the design. And the number of reasons for that now. But, you know, destruction of America is part of the destruction of Edom and the attack on Amalek, essentially. But anyway, real quick here. So who is Francis Scott Key? That's who the bridge is named after, right? Well, he's the guy who authored the text of the American National Anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. Okay, interesting.
Never did care for that song, but the point remains, yes.
Interesting. So what's the significance of this, right? Of course, nationalism, the age of America overall. Now, he wrote this, it says here. Where are we here? Written on September 14th, 1814. So we actually have the 200th year anniversary of that coming up here in September. Which is interesting. So I'm not sure how that ties into any of this, but a little bit later I'll put on the, I guess in a way we'll return to this, but put on the schizo hat a little bit of what all this is about. You have the upcoming eclipse on the, what is it, April 8th. Israel is doing all this like red heifer shit, and they're like ready to sacrifice the cows and build their temple and all that stuff. And then you have like, you know, complete destruction and chaos of America at the same time with these like times and dates and everything else. People saying to 322 is when the attack happened, which is that like skull and bones number. It's literally the first day of spring, which you have the rite of spring. I think that was a Stravinsky, that Russian ballet that was like a sensation many years ago. It's about that a sacrifice at springtime. Like you know, you have all these other things there. Whether it's intentional or not, I can't, you know, answer definitively. But you know, I'll just leave that there.
It's not the 200 year; it would be the 210. Years.
210. That's right. 210 years. But the point is, it's like you have all these interesting, like, kind of correlations. Like, this is a national, you know, symbol, obviously, right? With Francis Scott Key. And then that is struck, it goes down.
And they'll rename it. Things, you know. They'll rename it after someone like George Floyd.
You know they are at some point, right?
Beetlejuice says hazmat cannot go through tunnels. Gas, for example, is hazmat. This is a major artery on the East Coast.
Yes,
they all have to go
correct.
Around Baltimore now. Yep. And a major news outlet has Tupac's talking about race.
Exactly.
Well, of course.
Yeah. No, you're right. And there's less discussion of, you know, again, key infrastructure. What happens now? How is this going to affect prices? You have all these other things, right? Yeah, good point. Anyway, did you have a couple others?
Yeah, let me get to those.
Sure.
Derek Trusker, this year marks several anniversaries of some interesting individuals who have certainly left their mark on the time wheel of white history. Let's see, this year marks 30 years since the passing of Leon Degrelli, 40 years since the passing of Robert Matthews, 50 years since the passing of Julius Evola, 120 years since the birth of Reinhard Heydrich, and 130 years since the birth of Rudolf Hibbe. I love that you know all these people.
Good. Thank
Derek Cherusker on March 31st will be 30 years since the passing of Leon Degrelle, who definitely was a great warrior and writer. His famous speech, "We dreamed of something marvelous," is very inspirational and should be a guidance for the further struggle.
I played part of the, maybe it was not that speech, but a couple of clips here and there we played with that guy. Yeah, very, very good stuff.
And Froggy McKee says, "I honestly thought the crew talking the audio was dubbed in the footage or something. But since that was the real audio, holy shit, lol, what a fucking shit show and tragedy for the bridge and lost lives on the bridge as well. If this doesn't convince people, I don't know what will. Techno Dark Age barbarism."
Yeah.
Wait, I mean, that was real audio?
Yes, it was real.
That was the real.
No, I'm just, no. of course not. I don't know. We don't know yet. Look, they got to release it. We got to see what they say and what happens. There was something.
I don't think the real audio is probably much much different. I'm sure there was some cussing and like, oh god, oh shit, oh, in
bloody
language,
bloody fuck you.
They wouldn't do it in English.
Probably not. They go like brat. I think. What was it again? Where did I go? It is interesting. You say, oh, there's so much background noise we couldn't really hear. We got to clean. Well, we have to clean up the audio. They're working on their AI generated, you know, Indian voice generators now. There at the, you know, the Port Authority in Baltimore to figure that out. I don't know. Anyway, okay, are we caught up?
Yeah,
cool.
Caught up.
Cool. Okay. Well, should we do the FBI thing there then? Huh?
Yeah. I mean, this is
pretty pretty crazy.
Ridiculous.
Shit here.
Let me pull it up here.
Yeah. What do we got? So basically, the FBI are showing up at people's homes for basically posts. Now, this is not, you know, new necessarily. It's been happening for a while, but there seems to be an uptick in the frequency of the visits.
And this is in America. I mean, we've been seeing this in Europe, but now we're seeing it more frequently in America too. Land of the free, free speech and all that, right? Yeah, yep. It was a woman, actually. There's a, it links to a post, and it was a woman, Cam St. Martin. Let's actually show her tweet. That got the visit. Okay, first of all, we could just play this, and then I'll show you the tweet of why he's visiting.
Okay, so FBI came to my house over a tweet. Not cool.
The audio is crappy.
Is Ms. Anderson here? She's not. Okay. I was hoping to see if I could have a couple minutes of her time. She's at work. Okay. Is there a chance I can make an arrangement to come back and talk to her?
No, there's no chance.
It's about the Baton Rouge subject.
Subject. Okay, there it is. So let's see what the tweet was, shall we? Let's pull that in here. Here we go. There we go.
Da, da, da. There's the subject. FBI coming to visit. This monster.
No, he's not going
to
be. They're protecting this
guy. Well, yeah.
Coming to protect
this monster, this guy, she says, woman. Drug my 27-year-old cousin at this La Auberge casino in Baton Rouge last February. He dumped her half-naked, dead body like trash. Rap sheet a mile long. He walks on probation. Damian Matthews, may you reap what you have sown.
Mm-hmm.
And what does the feds do? Come to talk to her. What is this tweet? This is unacceptable. Is this a threat of this innocent man who didn't do anything? Who didn't murder? Who didn't murder? Didn't drug and murder a girl?
Yeah.
Toss her out like trash? You should be ashamed of yourself, FBI.
Well, this is what they do now. They protect pedophiles and they attack white people. Here's another one here. Never open the door for the FBI.
This is equity. This is what it is. This is what racial justice means. FBI visiting you when you're like calling out some monster that killed one of your relatives violently.
What are you so angry for? We're concerned that you will turn to violence.
Why are you making it about race? Well, he was black, was he not?
This was a violent attack. What do you want to do? You're now... You're not going after this guy. He's out now? Is that what the story was?
Yeah.
He probation. Walks on probation.
I mean, that's equity, right? They just let them out. All right, you sir. You know, who knows how long.
So he walks. He's violence. But that's not a danger of repeat, you know. No, it's your words will produce violence, you see, against this individual. And we got to protect him. Because we got to have our people out there just, you know, going after whites. Anyway, here's another one.
Can we just move in front of the house so the dogs don't go crazy?
Sure we can, yeah.
I need you to identify yourself and let me take imagery of your IDs.
I'm not going to share my credentials on the phone.
So you said you were with the FBI?
That's correct.
And why won't you show me your credentials?
We did.
I didn't take a look at them. I said, 1 second, I'll be right back. Are you going to show me your credentials or no?
Yeah, we did already. So, and we identified.
We don't know if it's legit.
I didn't look at your credentials again. I didn't verify them. I told you to wait, and I went inside.
Okay, that's correct. What we'd like to do is just have a conversation with you about
this little notepad. What's he got in there? Ask if she's a racist.
No, I would not. I would like you to later talk on with my lawyer.
Okay.
Do you have identification cards? No. No, I'll get back to you.
Okay. Looked like a restream went down, so he's not going out to Twitter and a couple other places, but we'll try to figure it out here, guys.
What's the number? What are the names of the agents?
I'll Google it for you.
So you're refusing to identify yourselves?
No, we've already identified them.
Again, I did not take a look.
Okay, so the phone number for the FBI in Oklahoma City is 405. 290-7770.
Okay.
If you can just call me one name, then we'll be able to get you in contact with us and I'll be happy to.
And tell him that Facebook flagged me for posts.
Facebook
has a screenshots
of your accounts.
Okay. So we no longer live in free space. I mean, we can't say what we want.
No, we totally do. That's why we're not here to arrest you or anything like that.
Well, you can't arrest
thanks.
Me for freedom of speech.
Oh, good.
We live in America.
It's all right. We're not
exactly.
here to arrest
so
you.
So it's kind of weird that you want to come talk to me about me exercising my freedom of speech.
We do this every day, all day long, talk to people.
Okay.
Every day.
Make sure that nobody has any ill will or bad intent or anything like that.
Oh, my God.
We have no reason to believe necessarily that that's you, and that's why we just wanted to have a conversation.
So do you have a conversation with everybody on the neighborhood?
Do you have information with anybody else in the neighborhood?
I mean, all I've done is exercise my right as an American citizen on a public social media platform with my personal opinions, correct? Okay. Most of the individuals, right, in America, especially older generation, right, have Facebook. Are you questioning all
Boomer
the
book.
Citizens in America?
We certainly would if we had any sort of
just the right. white conservative
okay,
ones.
Have concerns about my personal
anyway, guys. Yeah, I think we're back on Twitter then. I think I solved that. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
It's Telegram was down and then Twitter was down.
Oh,
but
shoot.
Anyway.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, you get the point of that from that clip, right? It goes on for a while. But yeah, this is what they do. They say, oh, we're here. We just want to talk to you a little bit about these
shame
posts
on these
of yours
guys.
That you have here.
Shame on them.
Yeah, I mean, there's others. This is from.
Yeah, he said this is what we do
year.
All day, every day.
Yeah, go
visiting
talking to people.
People.
I know.
Well, shame on you. What an embarrassment.
I'm not
and
surprised.
What kind of, are you visiting these like deranged leftists or anti-whites that are posting stuff? No, mm-hmm. You know that that's not on their agenda.
This is your regular reminder that unless you actually initiated the encounter, do not engage with law enforcement, especially federal, without the advice of counsel.
And she is an attorney.
Yes.
A free speech one. Harmeet is good.
She's yep.
Harmeet is a good Pajit.
Harmeet, the best Pajit. Let me see here. So yeah, that was that one. We have now. One more here. Come back with a warrant. I haven't seen this whole clip yet, but let me see. Let me play part of this one here. All right, here we go. Check this out. Yeah, there was they react to the to the doormat here. Apparently, checking that out. On March 8th, two men stating they were FBI showed up at my house to talk to me about my social media posts. I asked one of them if there was a specific post they were concerned about, and they said no. Now, apparently, I've heard two. Someone said. There's people showing up to talk to them about their position on Israel and Palestine, and they refuse to identify themselves, and no one knows who these are. They're starting to think that it's some kind of like ADL, like adjacent,
yeah.
like
not they get
actually,
access to
not
stuff.
Technically law enforcement, but they just want to talk to you about it, either to get you to say something that you shouldn't say or whatever it is, right? But anyway, it's these full-on checkout tactics now, essentially. You know what I mean? Stasi tactics. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, the FBI got a kick out of my doormat.
They always have that same notepad. Look at that.
Yep.
All these white guys, too.
Yeah, haven't they fired these guys yet? I guess these are the good whites, then, huh? Yeah, you can... Sure, you can totally work
go
here.
Pick
let's,
on fellow
let's go.
White people yes. who don't hate themselves and who don't give a shit about foreign wars.
Horrible audio.
Hello? Yeah, speaking. Hi, my name is Justin Hyland. Yes, this is me. Yeah?
Tell me those Ring cameras on a better audio in them these days, whatever that is.
So that's the full recording that I have. Now, right after that video cut off, I gave him my number to call me because it was very choppy. As you can see, I was repeating stuff. So I talked to Mr. Hyland on the phone. And by the way, as far as I know, this is an actual FBI agent who works with the actual FBI. And this is a LinkedIn page showing that FBI agent who works in my city. So, conspiracy theorists, most likely that's the FBI, okay? People don't make badges and show up to random people's houses and then record themselves talking to them impersonating agents. Just side note. Now, I would never drop a recorded phone call with the FBI, even if I had one, so you're going to have to take my word for this next part. I talked to this agent on the phone. The agent said that they were at my house, and the only thing that they could tell me is it was in regards to my social media. I asked them if it was about a specific post on my social media, and the reply from the agent was, "No, we looked at your social media and found nothing illegal. We are just here to check off a box. It's procedure." To which I replied, "You need to talk to my attorney. I've told you guys, be prepared for anything, and that includes the FBI coming to your house." So, my attorney reached out to them 5 seconds after I got off the phone with them, which was 5 minutes after I talked to them. They did not answer. They have not returned my attorney's call to this date. We have no further information. I have also reached out to more than one journalist, and they have reached out, as far as I know, and have not heard back either. So, the FBI is showing up to people's houses that aren't committing crimes and trying to check off boxes.
Well, of course, all the crime in the world is being allowed to happen right under their noses. Yeah. And they don't care about any of that whatsoever.
Yep. No, thought crimes, what she posted on Facebook.
Yep.
That's right.
Anyway, I think we're back up on Twitter and Telegram there. For some reason, the restream disconnected. So, we're back. We're back, baby, on those platforms. All right. Anyway, some positive news, I guess, out of Ireland here, just real quick. Michael O'Keefe here posted this. Did you see this yet?
Not yet.
The memes about the horse was going around, which is kind of funny. One guy on a horse, right? Irish have returned to rebellious ways. And, of course, this is all about saying no to mass migration in the country. Let's see. I haven't heard of this thing yet. It's like a little compilation of some of the latest stuff happening. Check out the horses there. That's pretty cool. That's all you need. Like popular, popular. And it's not all you need, but I'm saying like popular support and like be out there, show yourself, say no, protest. You know, good for the Irish. It's just takes so much more for like Swedes and Germans and even Brits. A little bit, maybe less for Brits. So, but like to really get out there and like do shit like this.
And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take like your whole town that's out there.
And go to like, the court. Go to the town, city hall or whatever. You know what I mean? And just like demand these people to resign. And
get out with your pitchforks. That's what they used to do. Good old European tradition.
You don't represent us.
Torches and pitchforks.
We're going to put our people in place that are looking out for our interests. You know what I mean? Anyway, that, it goes on for a while. But anyway, so that's some of the latest stuff that's been happening in Ireland because it's like they're done. They've had it with this shit. You know what I mean? Majority of them are out and just saying like, no, we're done being replaced.
Yep.
And F you. Anyway, do you have any catch up on there, Lana, before?
I don't think I do.
Okay. So I want an audience there, but that's fine. All right.
Oh, TT Infection says, I feel for the white guy. He's doing all the work in that company while the kings and queens get all the credit at the end. Oh, yeah, the guy at the port there in Baltimore. Yeah. The true hidden figure. Yes.
That's right. I'm Still Denise says, we need to follow these Fed agents, within quotes, to their homes and insist on interviewing them after their behavior. A lot of them also, that's great. Also, a lot of them are homosexuals.
Well, I don't doubt it. When they were talking awesome. About like, there was, remember, an just,
you know.
Investigation about like, you know, porn and pedophilia and like people in government jobs that are like tapping into this stuff while they're at work. FBI had a whole lot of that going on.
Well, this is why they you know, again, they protect the pedophiles. Remember that one FBI agent? He discovered that Larry Nassar was like abusing these Olympic U.S. Olympic gymnastic teams girls, like young girls, and the FBI agent was like, "Oh, really?
Do you have any friends?
Do you have no? Do you have any openings
friends in the FBI? Oh, he wanted
to start working for Larry Nassar. Like, I'll quit FBI right now. I'll sign up. Where do I sign up? I was like, yeah. Well, what's your experience? Well, I diddled some kids just 2 weeks ago. Well, you're hired. You know what I mean? I can cover this shit all up for you for like months and months. Don't worry about it. All right. Okay. Anyway. I mean, this is not really news. It was recircling again. It's fine. Migrants don't bring disease. In fact, they help fight it.
Okay. I haven't even read this, but I'm already laughing.
it's MSNBC.
Yes, it's just unicorns and rainbows and gumdrops. And they're just all these magical kumbaya healers that come across the border and just heal disease, you know?
Migration also boosts economies, the new report notes.
And this is a lie. They keep saying that. It's a lie. They suck it dry.
Oh my gosh, it's funny though, because it's like they come and they fight disease and boost our GDP.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Right. Then we'd all be richer and healthier, and that's not happening.
Keep trying.
Everything just is worse than ever.
I mean, I just know in Sweden alone, it was like all these weird new like wall lice were coming back, like larger versions of bugs that they bring in, and it was like
African flesh-eating diseases.
Go to any of these diverse cities or areas or towns or whatever. Go into like the ER or something like that. And it's just packed. Yes. And because again, it's free healthcare.
They so love even, our hospitals.
Even if they actually aren't like really sick or in need of it, they go for anything because that's just what you can do. It's access to the stuff now. White man's medication or medicine, you know. Yep. I mean? So yeah, it's just full of that essentially. Anyway, it's just...
Get all the jabs you want.
It's nothing. I wanted to play this one too. This is some random stuff here, but this is kind of funny. You might remember this guy. His name was, what was his name? Dubrovsky Dash Dubrovsky. Do you know who this is? Have you seen him before?
Mm-hmm. I'll probably know the face though.
It's one of those, like, you know, all they can do is like whine on Trump, and it just never ends with them too. It's almost that the more of this you see, you know, it's like, do they want Trump to win? It's like it's hard to dislike Trump when you see people like this. Anyway,
I think some of them want them. They want him to win so they can just keep whining about him because that's like their life now.
This is how they made their careers now. You know. Anyway, someone made a compilation here. It's kind of funny. Check this out.
It looks like Donald Trump. Donald Trump has the Republican governor.
Republicans secret crush.
Is a lawyer. So we have some bad 46. So Donald Trump, the judge, Democrats of Jackson, Democrat, Donald Trump president. So April, Donald Trump, judge, Donald Trump, Fox, Trump, Donald. So he just looks like Donald Trump. So Jackson, so Donald. President Biden just blasted Donald Trump at his latest campaign speech where he reminded Donald Trump kept losing and losing and losing.
Oh my god.
I don't know who made that, but it was funny.
Whiny little baby.
It's like that's mainstream politics now. It's like social media influencers, and I mean soon they will all be like AI generated, you know, so don't worry about it. Speaking of AI taking over, I didn't even like get into that, but like there's these people now, they're making, that's all they're doing. Like look at this real quick.
Navigating birch trees, popping red flowers, it's like Mother Nature.
This is 100% created by artificial intelligence. They're going to be playing Minecraft, do the video and live streams of games while people sit and watch these AI influencers now.
Fresh air and deforestation, my kind of day. Creeping under canopies, giant birch sheep.
With basically like slogans and platitudes and like hashtag, you know, lines.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Crafting ninja, yeah. I've struck white gold, wool for days. Whoa, sneaky birch playing hide and seek.
This is what all people
This makes my head hurt just like hearing forward. Oh my god, no, make it stop.
This is all people gonna do. Like
shut
zoom
it down.
Forward 5 years from now, the AI influencers is gonna be dominating everything. It's just gonna be that. with the occasional like, Donald Trump did this, he did that. All right, anyway.
And then what's it gonna be like the children that grow up being exposed to this stuff? You know, it's already rewiring your head. Well, what's it gonna be when it's not even a real human that they're watching doing whatever dumb thing they're doing?
Generation Alpha? I don't think we have time to talk about that today, but it was that story. I was reading you a couple of things about it, right? Millennials give birth to Generation Alpha. Are these kids already doomed? I know they're not. But like on average, they were talking about like how much they're raised on YouTube and TikTok and shit like this. And it was just like, I don't know. It's scary. We'll see if we've
basically
covered in detail at some point. But it's just
they have learning disabilities. They can't focus academically. They're doing horribly because mm-hmm. their brain's just like glitching and just freaking out all the time.
And again, so the more
looking at screens constantly,
exactly, LEDs nonstop, and it's always someone like yapping at you, like you see the on TikTok videos now. You need to sit there and watch the video together with someone. I mean, you know, reaction, or like having their face watching you watching a video while they're watching something.
Can't be alone. They're just like ramped up all the time, and then they need all these downers to like come down just to sleep. Not a good roller coaster ride.
No.
That does not end well.
And anyway, again, this is just average. It's not, you know, everyone, of course. But yeah, things are going in that direction. And again, what will Devin enable? Well, we need more AI to take care of us, you know, obviously. Anyway, I wanted to, as we shift into the kind of the next piece here, real quick here, Wawa, I guess this is some, was Northeastern chain or something? It's like some like 7-Eleven type thing, I guess. Or maybe it's a gas station. I don't know, Wawa. They're apparently, for totally unknown reasons, they're locking up absolutely everything. Every single product is locked up in order to stop someone
shoplifting,
getting their reparations, I guess. Check this out.
Yo, they made Wawa. You gotta get everything off the toaster. Look at this shit, man. They got everything blocked off. You can't get no more snacks, no more stealing, no more none of that shit.
I barely understand you, dude.
This is unbelievable.
Shit crazy.
Donuts and all that.
Look at all that poison, too. They go, can't get my donuts. Even the donuts are behind glass. Oh, my God.
But you can still get it. What do you mean?
Well, you can't get it for free.
What was the mean? Everyone has stolen from a bakery.
Yeah, exactly. Comment. Not me. Yeah, I'm white.
And it was like 200,000 like likes.
Nobody I know has stolen from a bakery, dude. Yeah.
It's racism because it's not out, so you can have access to it. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. And check this one here. Two Florida 10-year-olds busted for $300 gun deal at elementary school.
Oh, my God.
A very sad situation. I think it was David Santa Carla here, and I say that because it was an Indian driving us first time I went to Santa Carla.
Yeah, who are these 10-year-olds? That was my first question. I'm sure it was all of your first question.
Notice you didn't post the 10-year-olds. Yeah, who is these 10? Tell us about the race of the purple.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa, were they black? How does a 10-year-old get $300? A Glock for $300? That's a steal. Black. Trump will bail them out. There you go. I don't know, show some solid entrepreneurial tendencies. Yeah, but
chances are high if they have like a thug father or whatever, so it's like normal to them, right?
Yeah.
That's what daddy does.
I know. Scholars, I'm sure. Anyway, okay.
It's funny, like all the comments go there. They're probably right, too.
You know they are right. Well, yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, we'll see if we can get any names or whatever, but it's, you know, anyway. It's a very sad situation. Okay, well, how did this happen? How did we find ourselves here? All right. Anyway, I want to get to the next one here. Apparently, white women are punched in the face in New York City. Fascinating. We have a couple of clips. I think Paul Joseph Watson did some good coverage of this.
Punched by diversity?
I don't know. Let's see.
Their faces plumped up by diversity, you know?
Yeah, it's free Botox.
Yes.
There are women all over TikTok explaining how they were punched in the face by a man in New York City.
And a man came up and punched me in the face.
Yeah, so what did he look like?
Oh my God, it hurts so bad. I can't even talk.
But what did he look like?
Out of nowhere, this man just came up and hit me in the face.
Maybe best to tell us what he looked like to protect others.
I'm like actually in shock right now.
Any ideas on what he looked like?
I literally just got punched by some man on the sidewalk.
What did he look like?
I
he goes, sorry, and then punches me in the head.
But what did he look like?
A man looked at me and within a split second slammed a bag, plastic bag full of God knows what, down on my face.
What did he look like?
As you can kind of see here with my black eye.
Any idea what he looked like?
I'm assuming the man just walked or ran off.
Yeah, but what did he look like? After much pestering, we did finally get a description from one of the victims and then another. Didn't see that coming.
Here's the follow-up video from PJ Watson here.
Female TikTokers getting slugged in the head all over New York City. The NYPD has arrested the suspect allegedly responsible for attacking Halle Kate. He's been named as 40-year-old Skibocky Storer. The suspect was set to appear in Manhattan court on Wednesday morning for a previous arrest, court dockets show. He's a frequent candidate for elected office and performing artist who records rap music under the name Designer Attitude. Halle Kate responded to the controversy over her original TikTok
video.
Don't cancel your trips to New York City. If it's always been your dream to move here, don't see that video and think, oh my God, it's so unsafe, I can't.
It's all worth it for the vibrant cuisine.
Maybe this sounds crazy, but I'll probably stay in New York City for the rest of my life. Honestly, I feel getting punched in the face was like a rite of passage into becoming a real New Yorker. Kidding.
Oh my God.
Here, maybe let's go on Amazon. I'll get a little pepper spray, maybe a little taser.
It's not dangerous, okay? That's why you need tasers and pepper spray.
Yeah, they're acclimatizing these young white women now.
Part and parcel. Part, yeah, didn't they say that in London after whatever last terrorist attack? Oh, it's part and parcel for living in the city.
Getting cut up. That's all it is. Totally fine.
Getting raped. Oh, well, I want to be a New Yorker. I guess it's just a rite of passage. Get punched and raped.
Yep.
God, and she's doing her eyeliner like you bimbo.
This was
wait till it happens again, because it will happen again with her like mentality,
well,
having
next
her guard
time you'll
down
be murdered or raped, or you know, maybe not in that, maybe,
yeah, maybe
you
won't be alive
order,
to say know something about it.
Anyway, Moss joined in here. Something is deeply wrong with the justice system. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's wrong with demographics. Thugwood's 7 prior arrests punched a lady directly in the face last week in Brooklyn. The man fractured her face, permanently damaged her lip, and knocked out her teeth. Look at this clip here. News
exclusive. Pichardo says he didn't say a word, just stared at her, then broke her jaw.
He hit me very, very strong over here, and he broke everything here. Oh, everything's geez. Break.
It happened yesterday around 5 p.m.
Black
on Grand
Lives
Avenue.
Matter. Yeah. Do you see that in the background? Black Lives Matter.
And was returning from work. Just steps away from home when she was slugged. Her brother owns a restaurant across the street from where she lives. He and this employee chased the suspect down.
I can't even speak English. Oh, this is great. Help me, help me. No comprende English.
Makes you stronger, America.
They followed him for several blocks and stopped him from fleeing until police arrived. Cops arrested 33-year-old Franz Judy. The suspect was charged with misdemeanor assault, meaning he's not bail eligible. He'll be released back onto the street. And that's
there you go. Yep, there it is. Back onto the street.
That's
so
right.
They're back out again.
Just anyway. A bad apple.
Just one bad apple. But apparently Tim Pool thinks it's funny that white women in New York City are getting punched in the face.
Is he closet homo or something?
Hot to take, Beanie
Heck
Boy.
Man.
Yep. All right.
I'm pretty sure Crowder is. Pretty sure that guy's a homo.
Probably, but this is how the conservatives own the libs, I guess. Right? It's oh well, they voted for the, and I'm not saying that they don't have any blame, but if this is your level of like how you fix things, like just you know, oh let's just haha, let's just have more of them punch in the face.
Reminder: he is still single, unmarried, no children.
All right. Anyway,
but he's got an indoor skate park.
He does have that skate park. He's expanding his skate park, everybody. So, you know, go watch his YouTube videos and give him more money. Quick update on this, too. I'm not going to go through it in detail, but this is, of course, not any surprise. We talked about that on the latest Western Warrior. Russia announced that he's had substantial evidence of Ukraine link to the Crocus Hall terrorists, which is like, we knew that was going to happen, right? Oh, it's really the Nazis in Ukraine behind it. And so, therefore, I'm sure there are... Someone ordered them, you know, to do it, whatever. But it is fascinating how would that benefit Ukraine? I mean, it's like they just know there's going to be a harder retaliation if and when that happens.
Yeah.
And already there's been like, we haven't covered it yet. There's like tons of these, what do they call them? I guess it's these hypersonic missiles and shit like that. They're like bombing, you know, more areas now. Dnipro, I think, or what is the town called? By the river, by the Dnipro. Anyway, tons of attacks apparently by Russia, and they're like, oh, see, now this has strengthened the country. This is justified our continued expansion of the war, and now we're really going to have to go after all the Ukrainians. You know, we'll see what happens. And that, you know, if they escalate, maybe that was the plan all along, right? It's some kind of Mossad slash CIA op to like use Ukraine, like they've used Ukraine all this long, to pay for this, have them as a front, use some ISIS K group in this case, and then Russia will obviously see that and detect that. They will escalate the war much further. And then the West and NATO can say, well, okay, well, then the only recourse here is maybe someone is upset that it hasn't escalated further, and this would certainly do it, right? What does ISIS-K gain from bombing Moscow otherwise?
And I mean, as if someone from another country couldn't just go to Ukraine and send money from there, also, like, to make it look like that.
Anyway, I knew that was coming. I knew they were going to like, oh, we found evidence. And it's not that they might be 100% wrong, but the point is they will collectively blame Ukrainians enabled this, even if there's some individual who are like, in Ukraine or new Ukrainians or yes, maybe he was Ukrainian. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. But anyway, moving on from there, we're going to cover some local news here.
Coeur d'Alene, right? Where we are, guys. The University of Utah. Oh, you're already going to that one. Huh? Utah's women basketball team came through. I guess they were playing in Spokane, some tournaments, but then they stayed in Coeur d'Alene. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess there wasn't enough room in Spokane. Yeah, there is. I think they just wanted to enjoy the beautiful Coeur d'Alene. So then some third-party guy comes out. While they were staying in the lovely downtown Coeur d'Alene Resort, and then they went out to eat on Sherman Avenue, where lots of tourists like to go, and up 4th Street, some third party, a fat liberal guy who doesn't even live here, says that he heard some cars rev up and shout the N-word and F-bombs at them when they were coming out of the restaurant. Now, they were all white girls, except for the one black girl that I saw. And then again, these cars were revving up and like outside their hotel. And it's like the store kept changing a million different times. But we have footage from the fat third party guy who reported this fake hate hoax, which turned into this huge thing on the news. Coeur d'Alene, the land of, Aryan nations and Nazis and, all these bad people that are living there. And oh, my God, something needs to be done. We need to send in like packs of migrants immediately. But we should play the clip from this fat third-party guy who reported this hate hoax, because it's available.
All right.
And it's obviously such a lie. Zero witnesses. None of the girls even said that they heard anything. The school didn't report anything. It's just this fat leftist who said it, who doesn't even live here, but then he's like got these, dodgy connections and stuff. So.
Okay. Is it this one first?
Yeah,
this
we'll just here. Play. It's like... I'll play like up to 6 minutes of it because there's just...
Okay.
I mean, we're here as the guests of the NCAA, the tournament.
Okay.
Things are
talking to a cop. Minute.
Nobody's dying. It's all good. But, and I'm so pissed and relative to, just simple stuff. So we come, we've got 100 people, University of Utah, band, players, people. We're staying in here. They, we don't have a choice. Don't worry, I won't bore you. Hang on.
Oh, no, you're good.
The
cop's way too nice to this. Sure.
And we're here, and we have a dinner. They plan everything. NCAA, you've got to go up to the tap house. Tap house.
He's some donor for the University of Utah.
Now, I'll preface it, not passively.
So out of towner.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a history known here. In some circles of crazy people and sampling.
Yeah, Aryan nations.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I grew up in Seattle.
And of course you did. And then the cops are just like, oh, you mean, let me just interject here. You mean the map is accurate?
Yeah.
Right. What's going up there in
It also
Northern
happens
Idaho.
To be like where everybody wants to live right now in some of the hottest real estate, by the way.
Yeah, because it's so diverse. Here we go.
It's all good, but, and it wasn't even an issue. It's like, who cares? It's past.
Right.
You care, dude. You're bringing it up. They're, awesome.
And I'm a donor, so I'm not a university employee, but I pay for this shit.
Gotcha.
And so the whole, we go up and got a train of 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
Some of color. Some tall.
Listen to this guy.
basketball players. Thank you.
It's like a drunk pervert, you know, following these girls around. What the hell?
And it's quiet, walking down the street. And if I say something, I'm not indicting you. I'm not trying to be a smart. It's just the nature of the conversation right now.
Oh.
You guys.
Weird disclaimer.
Shot sometimes. and I respect everything. You know, stay with me. Well, a couple blocks. Here's some hillbilly white trash.
Look at that. Look at that. Oh, and that's
some hillbilly.
Oh, and that's fine. You can just call everyone hillbilly white trash. No problem.
Of course. Totally believable. Oh, really now? Okay.
Okay, well, you're a fat F-U-C-K, man.
Let's see what he goes with this here.
Trash.
North Idaho.
Cop's like, yeah, he's like laughing with them.
Who the fuck
like,
is this cop?
He's like trying to be moderate and like laughing. Oh yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, talking down to your own people in your own area. Nice.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anytime you want to step in, go ahead. We're just walking. And they're they're revving engines and blatant.
Oh no. Oh no, they're revving an engine.
Oh my god, these trucks, guys, they rev a truck engine.
It has to be about this black woman here. Obviously, this basketball American.
Sherman Avenue on the weekends, like that's a tourist hot spot. This is where he's gonna say where the incident happened. A lot of people come over from Spokane, it gets busy, cars are driving. Ooh, you might hear a truck because this is Idaho and people have big trucks and when they turn it on, it goes vroom vroom. You might actually hear that. No, yeah. They only do that when there's a black person in town. Yeah, right.
Well, this guy seems very believable here.
He's like,
I'm sure the video is about to be released. I'm sure the video is coming out any moment now. This actually happening.
To your basketball players.
To everybody, but to the people.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're
so hold on. Some guys are just revving their truck and saying, effing N-word just like randomly and revving it up. I call bullshit.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know.
Even in northern Idaho,
I call bullshit. Believable. Can we pivot here and say, I wish. I wish that was the case.
No, people, when they see a black person, they feel like they bend over backwards, you know, to like, oh, we're so welcoming here and come in and oh, Coeur d'Alene, yeah. Oh, we're not Aryan Nations, you know. Like there's that facet of conservatives
there too.
Unfortunately,
you get that where many people that do go to white areas, they do that because they were uncomfortable being confronted by racial issues where they were living. They don't want to think about their white racial identity. So they go flee. So they don't have to think about it. And then they have to continue to prove themselves. And yes, some even continue. Oh, no, of course, diversity is great. Of course we want that. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, there's all variety of people on the right living in Coeur d'Alene.
Sure.
Like it's a wide, true diversity among white people, lots of good people here and stuff too. But I still call bullshit on this whole guy's story. And even if someone revved their car and was dropping F-bombs and said the N-word just ran, who gives a shit?
Is that,
who cares?
That protected speech?
Who cares?
Is that First Amendment rights? I think it is, right?
Like that's the worst that happened. No black person got killed, okay? No one got attacked. Well, there's no crime that happened here.
Now
and they're acting like they have to go find footage.
Now have a white person go to a 100% black area somewhere, you know, like late at night
exactly.
or something. And let's see what happens.
Exactly.
There's famous neighborhoods and areas where if this is an area that's known for having Nazis in them, let's send that to a black supremacist area, a white
exactly.
person, and let's see what happens and how those situations compare.
Exactly.
Oh, bad words or like being killed and like, you know, skinned alive or whatever.
Exactly.
Or maybe eaten. Maybe that's the next pivot now, right? Just having
and this guy's story just goes on and on, but this made like
a bite out of
the point is it made national news. So continue because
yes.
there's more
yep.
and it's
sure.
ridiculous.
Yeah, we got 100 people trading down. And the, you know, the team's got the sweats on and everything.
Yeah.
And again, there's, anyway. I lived in LA, I mean, I've been around a little, and honestly, that shit doesn't really happen anymore. Okay, I mean,
it
happens.
Yeah, it should.
Okay, I'm not being naive, but, whoa. So we get to the restaurant,
whoa,
and everybody's
someone yelled the N-word.
It was
the greatest event of the
allegedly.
Year.
Allegedly.
Right
like,
here.
Blacks do this every single day.
Mm-hmm.
What up?
Impressive.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't passive. It was like they were having fun, like, fucking with us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Did you happen to get a good look at the the vehicles, like what plate they were or anything like that?
It wasn't even to that, because some of us didn't even realize what had happened.
Yeah, right. He had to convince everyone.
To the restaurant, and people are just like, you know, and one lady, adult, very high, that was in tears, African-American.
Oh, no.
And so he convinced all these people. He's like, okay, there's, he says there's a party of 100 people. This is a busy area. I'm sure there's some cameras. Zero evidence, zero witnesses. No one heard it except for this guy, who's then telling all these girls, like freaking them out. The one black girl on the team or whatever. Oh, someone said the N-word.
And he has no
answer. I'm literally shaking.
Yeah. All right. I totally believe this guy, though.
Had a dinner 2 hours. Came out. And literally, they had to have been waiting. I mean, literally. Because no more than heading back down the street. Nice meal. Here's some other guy. There was a white truck, I think. There was another truck. And then the next time, there was like a little, let's say a little, like, you know how the kids take these and they soup them all up and rev their motors and stuff. And there was one or two of those. But it was so, I mean, they'd go.
So this is a train of N-word screaming people here in like in two trucks and a couple of these souped up small cars. So we're talking at least four vehicles on the back going out of the restaurant again. Yeah, that sounds totally plausible.
Yeah, and then it was like four cars, and it was three, and it was two, and it was these redneck white trash trucks, and then it's probably the speed racing cars.
I saw a Confederate flag. My mind is a little fuzzy, but it was kind of
liar.
We all got that Charlottesville, you know. I just got all nervous again, and oh my God, I can't believe, you know. Yeah, totally.
His SPLC buddies are like, hey, go and come. Let's come up with the story so we can bring attention to Quarter Lane.
An op, right, by the Human Rights Center. Yeah. We get to that in a moment here, but yeah.
Throwing the F-bombs and the N-bombs.
Because rappers never do that.
I guess I'm not trying to exacerbate or...
No,
that scared a lot of people.
It is a crime. It's malicious harassment.
But that, I'm just...
Okay, cop.
That scared them.
Yeah.
It scared them a lot. And I'm sympathetic. It's not you. It's the 1% fuck up everything for everybody. Well, they came here.
You mean
so
like you?
Happy.
Yeah,
the liars,
exactly.
The hate hoaxers.
Your city's, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's uncalled for. There's no reason for that.
But now, here's the thing. We're here.
It's beautiful,
days.
But it's also a bunch of hillbillies and white trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bunch of Nazis.
It's just Aryan Nations and Nazis, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
They're scared. I mean, and I'm not being dramatic.
Scared in Quarter Lane, my ass.
This is
If you're not from here and you don't understand, like it's totally understandable.
And then you start
no cop.
Once something happens, start gearing in the noise and the Hayden Lake and the Nazis and the hate crime.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah. Because
then my imagination starts
has,
going.
They have gotten a lecture on all these on the historical backdrop. When you drive into this area, there's like these signs everywhere. Watch, there used to be, you know, Aryans here. Yeah. Aryan nations used to be here. Now, but watch out. Be careful. Be very afraid.
It's funny because I've encountered, like, there's been some old, like, normie people, and they're like, well, nothing bad ever happened in Hayden Lake when Aryan nations was here. They were pretty quiet.
You kind of
maybe they should have been louder, eh?
Tell the feds got involved.
So we're here. They're going to be around. We have other things scheduled. Contacted the NCAA, who's
get
the governing
town.
Body, and you know what they... I mean, shit, they moved... I mean, get us out of here, okay?
Yes, get you out. Okay. Get out.
It ain't happening. I mean, there's the men's tournament. There's too much, and that's over-exaggerating.
I wouldn't say that you guys are unsafe here. Like, we live in a...
Not either.
Unfortunately, with that aside, we do live in a very safe town.
Safe white town.
So that happened.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
It's a white town.
Yeah.
Okay. And then right away, immediately, as we'll hear the response, like, oh, they need more diversity and blah, blah, blah. And these old boomer cucks who have lived here forever, they have no idea what it's actually like out there, what they're actually asking for with all this trying to invite in DIE initiatives and stuff into the town. They're on their deathbed. They're on the way out. Mm-hmm. They don't know. They're not going to have to live through it. They're not going to see their town wreck like we've seen Spokane, Washington wrecked.
No, but they're trying. They're trying to change it, right? Trying to change it. So, do you want to play more of it?
Yeah, continue.
Okay. All right.
Up on 4th.
Okay. You go up there, and you go up 1, 2, 3. There's a really nice bar, by the way, on like 3rd Street up. Big brick. And then you keep going, and it's the tap room, It's on the corner. Craft House. It's a beer.
Crafted. Okay. You guys were up there.
That's where it was.
And they were driving down the main strip here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Between, and literally it was the first half of the like a block up, but it was just
the old donut jokes full of shit.
Okay. Like, dude. Like, boy. It's easy to indict, even though it's not your deal.
Yeah, so as someone says in the chat here, when I saw that, what, revving engines is white supremacy now? Yeah, that's Nazism. If you have a big truck in northern Idaho, it's Nazism now, too.
Maybe they were just enjoying that clip with the Burger King sitting on the plane. Maybe they have that playing in their car. Who knows? Have you seen that one?
No, I have not. I have not seen that. You have to find that one
chat.
Now.
Chat, what do we say about that? All right.
So he claims they were harassed just randomly on the street, and then also going into the restaurant, which we know all these locations. Mm-hmm. Here's a picture of the girls entering the restaurant. There's one black girl there, mm-hmm. and then a bunch of like blonde white girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they look happy.
Pretty happy. Yep.
They're smiling. None of them have heard anything. No one witnessed anything. It's this fat dude who's just like, oh my God, I heard these people drive by and they were saying F-bombs and they said the N-word. Trust me. And then he like freaks them out and tells them about, oh, the history of Coeur d'Alene and you should be afraid. Mm. Well, fine. You know, that's out there. Fine. Be very afraid. Don't come to Coeur d'Alene. Don't come here. Yeah, it's just potatoes and Nazis. Okay?
Potato Nazis.
Potato Nazis.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, they don't grow potatoes
up here. Is that the trauma? This is how you smile when you've had a racist abuse just happen to you, kind of thing.
And why couldn't you stay in Spokane then?
There was all these other things around this about that. How come they hadn't planned? I don't know. It all seemed like it was just set up. It was like a huge set up. They knew they wanted to do this and they pulled it. Because how quickly was that press conference pulled together after this?
Immediately. And then the local,
it was like right there's away. This local, and all the media was there. It was just like boom, right? Yeah, immediately. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
This little human rights, you know, task force that's local that everyone can't stand. And it's like these three catty bitches that are there and they're always just loud and complaining about things, but they never leave.
Mm-hmm.
They never leave. Exactly. No footage, no license plate details. There's no other witnesses.
There's no one
not
sees
literally
anything,
nothing.
Knows anything, but it's basically, well, Coeur d'Alene is a bunch of Nazis, so we have to just, you know, push here now to do some weird gay op to create something which didn't happen in order to try to clamp down on people's ability to, well, I guess, be who they are and stand where they just want to stand politically and not be, and being against immigration or diversity or how they're trying to change and shift things, obviously, because it's obviously, as everyone knows, if it's an area that's too white, well, then you have to make it less white. That's just
right.
What it is. And that's what this is a part of. That's what this is.
It's right? A crime just living in a nice white town where you're like enjoying life and the beauty of nature that and your, you know, fellow race. Right. That is the crime.
But yeah, it was all these like, yeah, you know, hateful actions in Coeur d'Alene left players shaken. And it, look at that. Immediately out with the signs and everything, too. End white supremacy.
I'm like, who's this dyke?
Megan Dardis Coons, a social worker. And by the way, someone had, this is how, look at this here. This is how she used to look. Look at this. March spotlight shines on social worker. This is from March 19th, 2022, written by this woman, right? 1 year of like crazy anti-white politics, and that's how you end up.
Oh my God! Can you imagine this woman giving anyone advice?
From that,
holy crap!
To that, you know, boom, there we go.
So the problem here in Coeur d'Alene, there's a lot of good folks that don't get out and vote locally because a lot of people, even a lot of our friends, oh no, what's the point and all this, and you know, other people, oh, they rigged the election with Trump. Locally, it matters. It matters because then it's these bitches that come out and they vote and then they're on the city council. Mm-hmm. Then it's the mayor. When you see the voting, like the voting patterns here of how few Republicans actually come out and vote, it's pathetic. When you could just win these elections if people come out and vote locally. And when you don't, then you get, you know, the human rights task force is emboldened because they got, you know, their guy on the city council.
Again, that's the problem with the leave me alone conservatives, right? And they don't understand that, like, no, if you, okay, you might not want to, you know, talk about race or it doesn't matter or you might even a little bit understand it. But if you don't engage in it and do something about it, speak up against it, be active, trying to stop it, whatever, your kids or your grandkids are going to have to take this fight that you're too cowardly to take. That's just a reality of it. And these people, we're going to listen to a couple more clips like about this shit lib. I don't even know who this guy, he's tied to SPLC and all these groups. He's like hung out personally with Maurice Deese, who used to be the head of the SPLC. You have the Human Rights Center. All those liberals are pushing like crazy because, again, their interest is to engage in what they perceive to be, you know, bad white supremacist people. And their objective is to destroy them, disrupt them, to rub it in their faces.
Make life miserable.
Take as much diversity as they possibly can and just shove it into any white area. That's what they
but here's the thing.
Live on.
Some old cuck like this. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what he is. He's liberal. I don't know. Pathetic, weak man that just needs to die off. Like his ilk just need to die off.
Human rights force. It's a boomer, and again, it's not just a generational thing. Like, boomer is a mindset, right? The boomer is a boomer mindset. But the point is, yeah, you have a bunch of these old people. They have no idea what's going on out there in the rest of the world, the rest of the West, I should say. They don't stay up to date with those kinds of things. The only little pet peeve project they have is to, oh my God, I can't believe it's so white here, and now we have to like diversify it, and let's run this gay op here to try to. Create more international media pressure around how bad Coeur d'Alene is. So again, we can justify as we bring in more diversity, as we push XYZ in schools, as we, you know, do all, you know, the rest.
Meanwhile, he lives probably on the lake. He has this nice place. He's been here for 50 years. He hasn't actually lived with it. He doesn't have any lived experience with what diversity really means. But he'll be the first to tell you how we must need it and how strengthened we are. But you know what makes Coeur d'Alene great? That it doesn't have that. Thriving economy, safe, clean, happy kids, beauty. We don't need diversity. We need diversity of white people. We have plenty of that.
All right. Should we play a little bit from this clip
yes.
here? Then? Okay.
Very much for being
here. Here we go.
Thank you so very much for being here. For many, many years, we have worked with the media in order to be able
so
to
send about
our
this,
message
Henrik.
To the general public. This is a very sober and serious day.
You almost said exciting.
Yeah.
The Kootenai County Task Force on Human Relations for 43 years has been holding such conferences as this one to tell the people who we really are.
And it happens to be just after the supposed hate crime happened as well, by the way. So this is, he just happens to be. Is that what he's trying to say?
Right,
it doesn't sound like it. I think this was a specific press conference in relation to this event.
It is.
But it makes it, we've held things like this for 40 years. So this is no different.
Here. And can we just for a minute, just look at how pathetic this man is. How weak and pathetic.
Yep. This is what, but yet this is the goblin face of the guy who's like seeking to destroy, your white society is, right? Anyway, I know you're going to skip forward here a little bit.
He's talking about a corporation that's helping with the diversity and trying to host the Coeur d'Alene Resort, which is Hagedon.
Well,
Hagedon
so the
Corporation
press was in there, right?
It yes,
was, the press conference
it is.
Was
and
in
it's
the Coeur d'Alene
Resort. Owned by Hagedon, but then he was talking about how great they are of this corporation because they're helping like host conferences so that we can experience some, diversity coming through town because that's what's
dying
enriching
from
us.
The lack of diversity
yes,
up
yes,
here in these parts,
yes.
obviously.
How pathetic is this guy?
All right,
how sad is your life?
Let's play out there.
Our next presenter, I have something that most of you don't know about. In the mid-1980s, our organization, which was created in 1981, began a partnership with this corporation, the Hagedon Hospitalities, working with Jerry Jaeger. For almost 40 years now, we have worked with this corporation and have had a lot of success in bringing to our city large conferences in which they were of great diversity, and they enriched us by coming. I want all of you to know, with no uncertain terms.
They're just so beyond these
guys. Oh, my
guys.
God. I was so enriched in 1982.
And we have this corporation to bring in great diversity.
I was peeing my pants with excitement.
Yep. Why don't you just move to the inner city in Chicago somewhere then? Or just... Why? You know what I mean? Why can't there be, what are we talking about, like three areas in the United States that are like,
white,
disproportionately
safe.
White, you know what I mean? Not entirely, unfortunately, but still.
And this guy's just dying for it. Pretty sure he's closet
home
too.
Again, he's a buddy with Maurice Deese, SPLC, the Human Rights, what is it called again? It is Center Institute, Institute right? Or, the yeah. Human Rights Institute, downtown location. They're the ones who are bringing in, by the way, I think that woman that I showed there, this one, is the one who helped to put on the Pride event where the Patriot Front guys were arrested too.
Yes, right? Yes.
That whole thing. Also, oh, wait a minute, was that the year after? Was that the same year we were there? No, it was the year after that, right? Was it? I forget. Anyway, I forget if they put it on 2 years in a row or not. I think they did, but anyway.
And it was also this Human Rights Institute that one of the women there who had Laster was her last name.
Yeah, I got a real happy one here. I got a picture of her.
There
right
you
here.
Go. She called the FBI on like Dave Riley and Vince and all these other guys who were doing some Catholic rosary walk. You know, during the gay day parade that was like shipped in from Washington, right?
Yep.
Called the FBI.
Yep.
And on these Catholics.
With her LGBTQ flags.
Exactly.
She looks just like, what's that, the other one from SPLC, the large one?
Begich,
or what's her name again?
Heidi.
Heidi Begich. Yes, she looks just like her.
They're all fat and ugly.
Just like her. All right, anyway, so they're all involved. Let's keep listening here a little bit.
How important this corporation has been in the support of justice and human rights. And
oh, God.
Human
rights. What was that? We're going to trample on your human rights. What about free speech? That's a human right. Who cares if they rev an engine or say a word you disagree with? Who cares?
That's amazing. Anyway. Her human rights were violated. She didn't hear anything. She didn't experience anything, but some fat guy told us so. So her human rights were violated. See, that's why we need to be here. We're so important.
And of course, again, the important thing is what is going to happen in the wake of something like this, right? What type of, but again, it's about changing the environment, slowly a little bit, turning up the heat and saying, now we have to do X, Y, Z because these things apparently happened.
Well, now our people need to turn up the heat and get these people out of office and get your butt out and vote them out.
Just retire. Like, what are you doing, old man? Just retire. You go some cruises
no one cares about
with all your boomer money.
Even anti-whites like, don't yourself, like you, know? Dude. Like, nobody likes you. Just die off.
Anyway, there's another portion here, 1633. You want to play this?
This is the police chief response.
The guy here?
No, it's 16. Yeah, it's coming up next. Okay, that's the mayor who's awful.
Okay.
Right there.
Oh, we're getting, let me refresh there then. 1633. Download these clips before we play them.
It's like, okay, what laws have allegedly been broken here? You say someone dropped some F-bombs and said the N-word? Like...
Yeah, what was
randomly
it?
From their car on Sherman Avenue on a party night.
Oh, that's verbal assault. So therefore, go after. Okay, well, catch your criminal then. But the point is, this is much more than just go. It's bad enough that you go after people for their words or whatever. And again, as we've said, now compare that to the actual crimes happening all over this country and so many other Western countries where they just look the other way. They let the perpetrators go. Anything goes. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Here they're just like peeing their pants over one word and a revved engine. And it's like national news over this shit. That's why it's so absurd.
And it didn't even happen.
Probably not. Most likely no it evidence. Didn't even happen. Yeah.
The investigation at all.
I think I can comment on a piece of that. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Lee White, W-H-I-T-E.
White.
I'm the police chief of the city of Coeur d'Alene. Our police department was contacted at approximately 10 p.m. on the 21st about an incident that had occurred approximately 4 hours.
Serious business here.
Sounds serious.
Serious. Yeah. Like an act of terrorism.
Oh, my gosh.
And several racial slurs yelled by the occupants of the vehicles. At the time of the report, we were unable to speak to any of the potential victims of the incident, nor were we able to locate individuals who yelled the racial slurs. The Coeur d'Alene Police Department has an open case in this matter, and detectives are attempting to speak with any victims of this incident. But so far, we don't know exactly who that may be. It was initially reported that there was approximately 100 people who were in the vicinity of the incident when it occurred. We are working cooperatively with our partners at the FBI because there are federal statutes that may be appropriately charged based on what action.
No, we're full circle. Come back. Knocking on doors. We are concerned about your posts. All this shit. And it's just incredible.
Just like Patriot Front. Remember, they called the FBI, too.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, I think the guy just like little misdemeanor. What was it?
Yeah, there was no crime.
Yeah. They didn't come with the intent to commit any kind of crime.
No,
it was garbage. I had no evidence of that.
Those things are memory hold, and it's about generating the fuzz and the attention around like, racisms, you know, and then you keep that enough up. And then people are forgot about the latest hate crime hoax, 2 months ago or maybe 2 years ago. Oh, it was investigated thoroughly. Hundreds of thousands of dollars were spent. The FBI was involved, but we couldn't find anybody. And we don't know. We have to drop it because it probably never happened, right? But, it, you know, by that time, there's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more of these things that have happened.
Actually occurred.
That didn't happen.
Once again, until we speak with the victims of this incident, excuse me, and some more
witnesses. Even the police chief's name is White.
For us to determine which state or federal statutes would be most applicable.
Remember that headline? I forget which one it was. I showed it in the Ameren speech. I did the White-topia, they called Coeur d'Alene, and they showed a picture of the polar plunge, white people taking a dip in Lake Coeur d'Alene.
To say also that if you're a victim or direct witness of this incident, you're encouraged to call the Coeur d'Alene Police Department.
Somebody call me.
I'll give you that number real quick.
The
number
is
208-769-2320. Our detectives are actively seeking video of the incident.
Oh my God.
From various sources along
this is
the
how little crime there is here.
Taken.
Yeah.
And does that answer all your questions? Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Then towards the end, I know David Riley asked a question, pissed this guy off, and then he's like, okay,
it's over.
I'm done. You know.
And then. Yeah.
And then I think, some other Catholic guy confronts the Laster woman, the Human Rights Institute.
Okay. All right, 52.
Goblin.
Here we go.
So you don't want to answer why you supported the Catholic rosary block to the FBI?
I have no comment.
No comment? No? Just sit in the back and laugh.
That's the face of your caring, your emotional outreach social worker at the Human Rights Educational Institute.
And she's got a cross on.
Well,
is that a cross? Is it a cross? And she calls the FBI on just put in perspective Catholics who are doing a rosary walk because it happened to be the same day of the dumb gay parade thing that they tried to do.
Reporting people to the FBI.
No, not laughing at all.
Well, I think it's sick. And if people need to know about this, that you're doing that. Because it's beholding this disgusting behavior.
I don't know.
Evil.
What was the Dave Riley
evil women. It was right before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you wanted to play.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me play part of that.
He brings up Patriot Front and then this guy.
Here we go.
Well, who are you with?
Go back a little bit more.
I have a question.
Determined.
Police Chief White, during the Patriot Front investigation. What, am I allowed to ask a question? My name is Dave Riley. I have a question for Police Chief White.
This is a press conference?
It's press with the media, not with the general public.
I'm in the media.
Well, who are you with? Who are you with?
Matter.
It doesn't matter. I've got a question for Police Chief White. On July 20th of 2022, cell phones that were illegally taken from Patriot Front were left in an evidence room outside of the evidence locker, breaking policy 802.3.1.
They're so butthurt, these women.
Let me just say this. There is another law called the verbal assault law. This press conference is ended. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, man.
Guy's semi-senile. He's going back to the question two times ago.
Maybe he's trying to circle around to something then or whatever, but what is the Patriot Front
I think
thing?
It was just an opportunity because the police chief was there and all this stuff. There's closure now on that front. And there was all these, the pack of catty bitches there, getting them all worked up. He enjoys that.
Anyway, the point is there. Someone should have, and maybe someone did there then, because I didn't look at all the questions after and stuff like that. But where's your evidence? No one has recorded any of this.
Yeah, well, someone did ask that. What's the evidence? And there isn't any. And that's why the police chief we're looking everywhere. We're looking in camera footage and investigators.
There was another clip, and he said he admitted, right? Police have no records of this anywhere. There's no witnesses or those who experienced this that have been willing to talk with police even about it.
Because they know it's not true.
But we have a very credible third party, which is the fat guy we started watching.
Yes.
So, who again... Seattle liberal, he's over here, he has an axe to grind, now he has a basketball team here.
He's in Utah now, he donates to the university.
Yeah, so
looks like
again,
a pervert. Yeah.
That's your credible third party. So you have all these here's the SPLC adjacent, Maurice Deese fan here, who's putting on the press conference, who's citing another political activist who's apparently the only believable, credible witness to any of this.
That's
right?
How they do it.
And then they just fabricate all of this. Anyway,
it's just like our Wikipedia, right? What's their evidence? Oh, they source another leftist while they write something.
And then when they source that, they continue and it just bursts on. Oh, according to this article now, and then they exaggerate it as it goes. Yeah, it was another one. Someone blotted out the names here. This is what maybe Facebook or something, so shaken that the basketball players nor the university reported anything. No. The police were called that evening by a third party, according to the press conference. Your comment shows your level of privilege. That's Coons saying that, by the way. Look at that, too.
Yeah.
It's your privilege is showing because there's no proof.
Why don't you go try that privilege in the hood? Go live in the hood for a while.
2015 Coons called, and they want their baseless rhetoric back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, go work in an inner city Waffle House somewhere. And talk about racial diversity, you know, and push your shit there then, you know. Yep. No, they won't. They will not do it.
They want to enjoy the fruits of a nice, white, conservative society while they try and ruin it.
Yep, that's right. I know we forgot a couple here on the Rumble. I got to take a couple of those.
And also Odyssey, let me get this. No one to watch says in the UK we have something called liberal democracy. I think I caught it once. Yeah, exactly. Is it STD?
Liberal democracy.
Ziofree says, slow night. Car crash story, not good enough. Throw some Nazi story in it. ADL uses it in the stats. Anti-Semitism is alive.
Yep. Yeah. Nazis got to be defeated, wherever there are.
Lord Aragon says, Jack Donovan was that other fat pig, Henrik. I don't know. What was that in reference to? But...
Jack Donovan? Ooh, is that the... I don't know. That doesn't ring a bell at all. I gotta look that up. Is it
not the guy that I had on many years ago?
Was it Jack? Yeah, was that Jack Donovan? Is that what he's talking about? Maybe. I don't know. He wasn't fat though, but it was a fit gay guy. Wasn't that what the thing was about there? All right. Anyway,
I didn't know at the time when I interviewed him that he was gay.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he was like anti-gay, so it's very weird.
Yeah, the anti-gay gays.
Resents being gay.
Cosmo Crater 1. Did you do that one? Blondes Are Hot?
I missed that.
I think you missed that one. And then we had a couple here from... let me scroll down here as we get these. I don't think you did H.P. Lovecraft, did you? The irony of slow-moving barge and Operation Warp Speed being the second greatest instruments of accelerationism. Yeah, interesting. That's a good point. H.P. Lovecraft, thank you, man. Okay, and we had a couple more here on Rumble. Let me scroll down. Eye of Odin again says, punched in the face... You mean received a diversity handshake. There you go. Yeah, I think there's a couple of good puns you can make on that, right?
Entropy's wigged out again, so I think we lost some because it's just
Really? Yeah. Okay. Eyes of Odin again says, where'd it go? Where are you? Yeah, you were right. Yeah, Dniprovetsk something. They changed it to Dnipro a while ago. Yeah, so retards like me who can't pronounce it can pronounce it. Dnipropetrovsk. Dnipropetrovsk, I think it was originally, regarding the attacks there in Russia, right? That's right. By the way, Eyes of Odin, I thought I saw something about targets in Kyiv being struck, and you said there was nothing going on. I'm not sure if that's true. I saw it in passing. I know there are other cities that have been struck, but I don't know about Kyiv, so hopefully you stay safe over there. Eyes of Odin again says, this guy, speaking of the story we just covered about the hate hoax here, he's lying his mantises off. What's with all that exposure and setup? Just fucking say what happened, Chief.
I know.
Let's get on with it. Yeah, he's like trying to...
All these disclaimers and side comments.
There. I know, it's annoying. Vendelhelm says, embrace that history, white man. I love all my diversity, adverse brethren. I've been with Red Ice Road 10 years. Well, thank you, sir. Never slacken, never tire. Never lose some courage, never lose faith. That's right, and what's the... if that's what you're quoting, never lose faith in your folk, I think it is, or something like that. It's a famous speech by a famous guy. Borpheus. We need Day of the Pillow real bad.
Yeah.
There you go. Day of the Pillow. Nice. All right. Should we do the Israel or should we save that?
Maybe save that.
Do you have to wrap up? Yeah. We didn't have time to cover it today, but we will cover it because Israel, I know it's in the title, so it always sucks when you do that. I got to rename it later, but yeah. Point is, they're moving ahead. We're all going to go in the end times. We'll cover it in detail the other day. But anyway, all right, we got to wrap up there. We plan to go a little shorter today. But
I know, we started late,
so here we are. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. We do appreciate you all. We're going to be back here with more soon, of course. But until that time, please join us over at redhousemembers.com. Check out the latest Western Warrior show. That's really some of the best stuff that we do, $10 a month. Please help us out so we can do more for you guys. Help us grow and make us thrive. We want to expand and do some other stuff. We have started on some of the merch stuff too, by the way.
Yes.
So we're going to get some of that
mugs, stuff going. Some hats, some t-shirts.
We have some other things as well.
I'm even doing these really cool camping mugs. and take him outside, you know, outside around the campfire.
There you go. Nice. Okay, so that's coming up. But anyway, so in the meantime, check out that. RedHouseMembers.com. You can sign up over there. Use the donor box widget. Or you can sign up at Odyssey, Subscribestar, or our locals, RedHouseTV.locals.com. Thank you to everyone who's joining us over there. We appreciate you. Thank you to everyone who's a member over on Rumble, too, by the way. Also want to say thanks to our executive producers. Today, we have T. Lothrop Stoddard, V. Miller, Resin Revolt, Good Luck Lep, Jake, Red Pill Rundown, French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeeves, President Ubunga, Mongoose, William Fox, Angry White Soccer Mom, The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf, The Ride Never Ends, Dill Bob, Last Place Simp, Joseph Hart, Purple Haze, Rex Ballington, Call Me Combo Deal, The Dearborn Toxic Event, Brendan Anthony, Penelope 7 USA, Bertrand Comparet, Dixie Drone Force, Arctic Wolf, and our latest edition, Europe Awake. Thank you so much, guys, for your support. Also, thanks to Mr. Walker, 696, Johan Son, Leroy Dumont, Snark Pup, Eyes Open, Mr. Lemry, Urinu, Obadiah Hexwill, Perfect Brute. We also have Single Action Army, Lord H.P. Lovecraft, Trevor, Der Schwabe, Sonata for Violin, ExposeFlyers.com, and our latest producer there is Whitewater Rafting Fan. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate all of you. If you want to sign up for one of those, you can do that at Odyssey, Subscribestar, or RedHouseMembers.com. All right, thank you, guys. We'll be back with more soon. We'll see you guys on the next one. Hope you enjoyed the show. See you later. Bye.
Thank you for watching. Go to RedHouseMembers.com and sign up for exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at SubscribeStar.com/RedHouse. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.